this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The bodies of four Israeli hostages who died while in Hamas custody have been released, handed over by Hamas to the Red Cross in Gaza. The BBC's Sebastian Usher in Jerusalem says the terrorists displayed four black coffins and blamed Israel's prime minister.
There was a caricature of Mr. Netanyahu with blood and accusing him of being the murderer of these four hostages. That clearly is something that will cause greater anger and distaste in Israel than even what we've seen so far in the previous handovers, where Israelis were disgusted by what they saw as a propaganda event staged by Hamas.
Ranging in age from 9 months to 83 years, the remains included a mother and her two young children. Growing animosity between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, the latter accusing Mr. Trump of buying into Russian propaganda, and says the Trump team should be more truthful. President Trump calls Zelensky a dictator who wants to keep the gravy train going.
And the only thing he was really good at was playing Joe Biden like a fiddle. He played him like a fiddle. That's an expression we use, yes, sir.
President Trump suggests federal control of Washington, D.C. could return law and order to the capital city. Delta Airlines offering a payment of $30,000 each to passengers on the plane that crashed on the tarmac at Toronto's Pearson Airport. Delta says it's a no-strings-attached goodwill payment. Deadly knife attack at a store in the Czech Republic. Two people killed. The U.S. and South Korean militaries conducting an aerial exercise over the Korean Peninsula. First joint Air Force drill since President Trump's return to the White House. Dow futures are down 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
And good morning. 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Five with Casey and Elliot, and of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning.
And good morning. The early ride, both the tunnels southbound, good shape right now, 95 and 895, with the lanes clear and at least no early delays at this point. Beltway looks good, very quiet on the JFX. We're looking live at the BW Parkway. The lanes are open now, coming south from Route 100, from the airport cutoff, Arundel Mills. The southbound traffic is clear, and the northbound traffic coming up from the Capitol Beltway right now. We're doing fine from Powder Mill Road up through the ramps at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got a quick dusting of some light snow, an inch or less. That may make for some slick roads. A winter weather advisory until 11 o'clock this morning. Temperatures today near 30. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, 38. 42 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are, by and large, pleasant, slightly warmer than they were yesterday. Right now, downtown Baltimore, you're looking at around 34 degrees. And elsewhere around town, you have about 17 degrees right now in Reisterstown. So it does move around just a bit. 604, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news. We do have a snow advisory in effect for today. Of course, the code blue continues in Baltimore City, and there's a prospect of snow during the course of the day. Those of you who are older or have breathing difficulties, and those of you who have very young kids around, be aware that with the code blue in effect in Baltimore City, you can, of course, count on the city to give you some place where you can be warm during the course of the day today. President Trump has named Wes Moore to the Board of Governors for the U.S. Governors Association. And in downtown Hagerstown, they're getting ready for a winter fest this weekend. And the way it looks right now is they very well may have snow. It's 6:05, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Fans, Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. Let's begin this morning at spring training. The O's top free agent Tyler O'Neill has reported to camp, and by all accounts, he looks jacked. His teammates and manager Brandon Hyde alike have noticed the rippling muscles in O'Neill's 5'11", 200-pound frame. O'Neill's stock and trade is power. He was with the Red Sox last year, where he slammed 31 homers in only 113 games. It's not surprising that the newest bird is ripped. His father is a former Mr. Canada bodybuilder. In what can only be described as a momentous victory, Newtown High School defeated Overly yesterday 65-56. In the process, Newtown snapped Overly's 20-game winning streak and handed the Falcons their first defeat of the entire season. The Titans were fueled by Will DeShields' 16 points. For Newtown, it was more than a signature moment. It has propelled them to the Baltimore County title game. Coming up at 6:35, a whole lot of jawing going on. I'm Jack Gilden, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Thursday, February 20, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up in this hour, Delegate Nino Mangione with his bill. He's the lead sponsor and only sponsor to end sanctuary city jurisdictions in the state of Maryland. We'll also take a look at the U.S. military targeting the cartel at our southern border. But the top story here is ICE. And they have removed murderers and gangbangers from the streets of Maryland in spite of a lack of cooperation by some jurisdictions in the state. And will those jurisdictions lose their federal funding? Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 went with a ride-along with Matt Elliston, the Baltimore Field Office Director of ICE, and stumbled on a couple of arrests.
Fentanyl and heroin, Noel Frost with a gun. Just Noel Frost a couple weeks ago.
That's a good idea.
But then
drug dealer with a gun and wanted for murder, we won't prosecute that case. It's smart. Okay.
Yeah, so fentanyl, heroin with a gun, and they no prosecute, meaning they dropped the charges. They refused to prosecute this individual. This is what passes for so-called criminal justice in the state of Maryland. And Elliston went on to say that there was an open murder warrant on this individual.
I mean, we're out today trying to arrest somebody that's wanted in their county for murder, and then if I do turn him over to Prince George's to face his murder charge, they won't give him back to me when he's done, which is just a wild concept. Like, this is when I miss Osselbrooks being in there, because I could call her and she'd say, no, we'll definitely turn this guy back over to you. But, you know, hopefully the next county executive, you know, kind of feels the same way.
I want you to stop and think for just a second. This is a guy with an open murder warrant who's killed somebody, right?
Yeah.
Who's peddling fentanyl and heroin, which I'm sure killed many others in that jurisdiction. And you arrest him, and you take him off the streets, and yet you won't have maybe the current Prince George's County Executive, Howard County Executive Calvin Ball, and others basically saying, well, we're not going to cooperate with you. We're not going to let you know when they're going to get released or whatever the case may be. And so they're right back out on the streets, which poses a danger to the public at large and to these agents again who have to go out and rearrest this individual once again.
They're idiots. I mean, they're also placing the public in great danger, but they're idiots for doing this, because they're basically saying, I will stick by my failed philosophy rather than accept the reality that my philosophy didn't work in this case, and this is a really bad guy. It doesn't do anybody any good to have him off the streets, because after all, my family has to go out and shop and do everything at the same time. What if they're out there at the same time he is?
Yeah, that's a great point. And in addition to the open murder warrants individuals, there some that are being arrested who are just in the country illegally because, well, they call it collateral.
We're enforcing the law written by Congress. Okay. So if you're here unlawfully, you are subject to arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get that point something out. Over and over again, Tom Homan said, please let us arrest them in the jail where you have them, rather than having to go through the neighborhood and find them. Because if we happen, because of the law, if we happen to find other illegals in pursuit of this guy who's out in the neighborhood, we're going to arrest them, too,
yeah,
whether or not they've committed a crime.
And Ellison says that the Baltimore field office is leading the nation in arresting illegal alien sex offenders.
We're going to try to hit 200 this year. And we've also arrested almost 40 gang members so far this year. We're still fully in public safety, national security, except now when we come across people who maybe are not the targets of those investigations, but are breaking the law by being here illegally, we're now arresting those people as well.
Yep, as I said,
yeah,
exactly right.
Well, they've violated U.S. law. All right, still to come, we'll find out the difference between the Trump and Biden administration, and should federal funding be yanked from the sanctuary jurisdictions like Baltimore and Howard County. In fact, there's only three jurisdictions that are participating in the 280C7G program, so we'll talk about that.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Chuck Whitaker is with us. And Chuck, I just wanted to take a note to say that it's good to have Sean back.
He
was working
his
second job as a handyman yesterday. He will actually, you know, he'll come around and fix your thermostat too, folks. It's something he spent a little bit of time yesterday, and he made it all right. That's the important thing.
Now you know what a popsicle feels like.
Yeah, believe me, you're right.
Oh, my Lord, I hate even think about it. Where am I? Oh, here I am, right here, looking live at both the Harvard.
Look at a mirror. If you don't see yourself, you got a problem.
Oh, pardon me, my friends.
Yes.
Both the tunnels southbound. Lanes are open right now, all four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Most of the traffic in the morning is southbound, so that's what it is right now. 895, still okay. That will change. You know, we're going to start to back up probably in a half an hour or so at both the tunnels. We'll take it right now. JFX, you're good, top to bottom. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Even the west side hasn't really filled in yet, so we're still running okay for the most part between 795 and Frederick Road. If you're heading towards the airport, there's a minor wreck. It would be at the ramp As you come off of I-195, you see the sign that says rental car return, and you're right there at Northrop and Grumman, right through there. Eastbound 195 at that ramp onto Route 170. It's a minor wreck. Looks like there is room to get by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast. Winter weather advisory in effect now through 11 o'clock this morning. Should just be a little quick dusting of snow. Mostly, it's going to be an inch or less possible, but roads could still be slick and slippery. And most of it's going to be to the south of Baltimore and going through, Virginia.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be sunny and continued cold with a high of 38. Things begin to warm up again over the weekend, maybe up into the 50s early next week. Right now, 17, Knowings Mills, 20 in the city. Time for some one-liner news. And today, Kentucky Fried Chicken is moving from Kentucky.
Yeah, I heard this.
To Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas Fried Chicken, apparently. No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, TFC.
Yeah. Employees are busy packing all their stuff into buckets and relocating. This news, I guess, would be finger-licking bad if you are living in Kentucky. Big hockey game tonight. Team USA facing Team Canada in the championship game of the Four Nations face-off on Thursday night. The last time these two teams met, three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if President Trump attended tonight in Boston?
Now, with this test,
it's not on his scale. He might like it because it's like a combined UFC hockey match. I don't know how he loves UFC. YouTube celebrates its 20 years old today, so it still can't view its own adult content on the social media channel. You see the thieves who broke into the homes of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce?
Yep.
And while
they were
playing for NFL back in October, they were arrested in Tampa the other day.
They went there because they were cold. They were chilly.
Yeah. Stolen items were recovered in Tampa. As for the Lombardi Trophy, that was taken from them. It's in Philadelphia right now. Actress Octavia Spencer posted to social media she would like to make a poop pie like her character did in The Help and serve it to the staff at Doge.
Well, okay.
The good news is nobody left at the FDA to inspect it anyway, so
they
probably won't eat it.
NASA
has raised the chances that an asteroid called 2024 YR4 will hit the Earth December 22nd, 2032. Now, a week and a half ago, it was a 2.3% chance, and now it's climbed to 3.1%. So you have a 3.1% chance you will not need to bother doing any Christmas shopping in about 7 years.
That's nice. That's nice.
What does that mean?
They picked the cities already where they said it could hit.
What were the cities?
Some of the ones across Ecuador, like south of the equator, around the equator.
Wow.
And from there over to Malaysia, India, Bangkok, places like that.
Wow.
Bangkok. And they said if it does hit a city, it would be like 5 times, 10 times, 100 times more than the bomb at Hiroshima.
It seems like every 10 to 15 years we get one of these asteroid predictions. None of them have ever paled out.
No.
Of course, we still have the movie, Armageddon, so that we're very, very concerned about that.
Well, you know, just because governments around the world have all been using Preparation A.
Right.
So that
you should be using Preparation H.
Yeah.
It is National Muffin Day. If you're craving a muffin, which muffin would you crave?
Oh, probably, blueberry, maybe.
Blueberry?
Yeah.
Banana nut.
You like the sugar on top or without the sugar?
I just like the crispy. Actually, the muffin top is what I really like. So I just don't give me a whole muffin. Just give me the muffin top. So.
Oh, you like the muffin top?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they did that in Seinfeld.
Right. That's right. Chuck, would it be a bran muffin? Is that what your favorite is?
Bran muffin. No, it would be banana nut.
Chuck, I understand when you put on slacks that are like 10 or 15 years old, you have your very own muffin top right there.
That's nice.
Slacks?
They Chuck, call me Danny Dunlop.
Wait a minute. Time out. Chuck wears slacks?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. All right. This might be...
That's your takeaway from that?
Wow. I'll wear some slacks on the crab feast.
Who says that? We say pants or you say trousers. Who says slacks?
I do.
Sissies.
Yeah, that's right, Ron.
Put on your slacks.
This might be the worst...
Jamie Raskin.
This might be the worst country song ever. Here it is.
It's waking up, busting your butt, trying to earn a little extra pay. It's taking her out when you get off to the creek for a fishing day. It's a way of life, it's choosing right, it's praying when you get home.
country to the bone.
Is yeah. Bad to the bone is what that is.
Lynn Law is the artist. We understand this is about to go aluminum. people, comments online are crazy. Brooks, and please be done. Rascal Flat. I'm going to lie. That was great. Yeah, that one. Country.
How about the George Groans?
Country to the bone. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show. And coming up, more from Baltimore field office of Director Vice Matt Elliston with Mackenzie Frost on the Fox 45 ride-along. And, you know, the big question is whether or not these jurisdictions that won't cooperate, whether they should get any federal funding at all.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, it is good to have you back.
Thank you. It was a bit of a surprise. My wife wakes me up. I go to sleep at like 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. She wakes me up at 11. I was in a dead sleep. And I'll tell you the rest of the story after Chuck gets updated on traffic.
All right. So. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
This wreck towards the airport is a problem now. It's only one lane to the right, eastbound on I-195, right before you get to the airport at Route 170. So it's a single lane. It's going to back up back towards the area of the BW Parkway. So if you have a flight, you're going into the airport or you're trying to take the ramp down to the rental car return, definitely a factor there. And it could be maybe a 7 to 10 minute delay right now for the traffic on that section of 95 as you're heading down towards BWI. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says winter weather advisory in effect now through 11 o'clock this morning. Maybe just a quick dusting of snow, an inch or less, but roads could be slippery here throughout the day today because temperatures not only going to get up to the mid-30s or so. So, but tomorrow it all dries out. It'll be sunny and the 38 right now, 20 in the city, 22 in Annapolis, and you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. No, my wife, Robin, she wakes me up at 11 o'clock. She's getting really cold. In the house, so I go downstairs and I check the thermostat, and it says replace battery.
Okay,
so I think okay, that's an easy fix, right? So pop the top open, and it takes like three AAA batteries. Pop the face of the thermostat open, and it's 36 years old. So apparently, over time, the plastic holder for the batteries had deteriorated, and it crumbled in pieces. So there was nothing to hold the batteries in place to allow the thermostat to work. And so it wasn't a hardwired thermostat because it was so old. So I spent the next hour and a half trying to jerry-rig something to hold the batteries in place. And they finally got it to the point where the batteries would read the temperature of the room, but it wasn't enough to engage with the actual heat pump. So I'm figuring, okay, well, nobody's coming out in the middle of the night with a thermostat. The stores are all closed.
I would have come over right away.
Yeah. Your expertise is in other areas, but not in that, from my understanding. So we just, you know, we basically just toughed it out. And, you know, we had space heaters, so that helped. Put the space heater in the bedroom, and we just had 15 blankets, and... And we're able to now the temperature at that time was like in the mid 60s, so like 64 in the house, and so we weathered the storm. And then when I got up the next morning, because I called out because I was already up half the night anyway, and I'd have been no good on the air. And so I got up early, and then I made a few calls and talked to a few people that I know, and they said just get a heat pump thermostat. And as soon as Home Depot did, we did. Got a friend of mine that knows what he's doing and walked me through it and replaced the thermostat. We're good as gold.
So you could have been here like for the last hour of the show then.
You know, by the time we got it in and, you know, see, I probably could have, but had I left my wife, whose knee was aching,
that would have been a fun conversation to listen to.
In a 50-degree house, it would not have gone well. So. But anyway, thanks for holding down the fort. Appreciate that. Matt Ellison.
Kristen did an amazing job. We were both surprised when we walked in, because usually if you're going to be out, I know the evening before.
I did text you overnight.
You did?
I did.
I did not get it.
Yeah. I did text.
No, I didn't get the text.
I texted you and I texted Kristen.
Did you get the text?
Yeah, she got it.
You got a text.
Yeah. You actually have to look at your phone first thing in the morning when you get up.
Oh, okay.
You know, for that to happen. But thank you anyway. We appreciate
something.
That. So, Matt Ellison talks to Mackenzie Frost. The difference between the Biden administration and the Trump administration.
Is it different from what we've seen before?
The handcuffs are off. You know, before it was you had to meet a certain criteria to be arrested. Now we're enforcing the law written by Congress, right? If you're illegally here and we come across you, you're going to get arrested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the law. It's the law passed by Congress, signed by a president, and Democrats like Westmore, Calvin Ball, whoever it is with his Brave Boy, is she the new county executive, I think, in Prince George's, Aisha Brave Boy, they're not following the law. And sex offenders and murderers and drug dealers are on the streets of Maryland.
As of yesterday, the Baltimore field office has arrested its 80th sex offender for this fiscal year.
80th, and again, the goal is 200. They had 175 sex offenders. These are people preying on our children in the state of Maryland. Governor, leave no one behind. Could show some leadership here. He's got all the leadership skills of a caboose. But the leadership is coming from the federal government and Donald Trump. And, of course, the borders are Tom Holman and soon to be Congress, because they're going to yank federal funding. They should yank federal funding from these jurisdictions.
Do you believe that federal funding for these jurisdictions is at risk given these policies in place?
We don't really get involved in the funding, but I will say that, you know, a county like Prince George's County that receives hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding is really putting themselves at risk. You know, we've seen this before where the administration has pulled back funding.
Yeah, I've just never seen it, Bruce, where elected officials, Democrats and some Republicans, just pick and choose which laws
they like and which ones they don't.
They just cherry pick. We don't agree with this law, so we're not going to enforce it. We're not going to follow it. That leads to anarchy in our society, in our country. So the people who don't want to follow the law, get the hell out of the way, as Tom Holman says. If you can't, you take an oath. You swear an oath to the Maryland Constitution, to the United States Constitution as an elected official. If you aren't going to follow the law, get the hell out.
Yeah.
Or they should be removed, because you're putting people at risk. The people, immigrant communities at risk. Law-abiding citizens and residents are at risk. These law enforcement agents of ICE and other police officers on the streets are at risk. You know, our seasoned citizens, our children, our women, they're all at risk because of people like Calvin Ball and Stuart Pittman in Anne Arundel County and Brave Boy down in Prince George's County, and to a larger extent, Governor Wes Moore, who could show some leadership. He could pick up the phone right now, talk to Calvin and Aisha and Stu, and say, look, that's the law of the land. Let's work with ICE to remove
these
predators.
Here's a concept. Let's obey the law.
All right, 6:30. Coming up next, the U.S. military now targeting the cartels at our southern border. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. The Oliver City Health Department says that Code Blue extreme cold alert is in effect and will continue through Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Haller issued the alert due to the extended cold weather forecast. Drivers could be facing a tricky morning commute across central Maryland. Light snow is in the forecast. We've not seen anything here yet. Winter weather advisory will be in effect from 7 o'clock this morning till 11, with up to an inch of accumulation that could make it slick on the road. Winter weather advisories are posted for southern Maryland, the eastern shore, and far western part of the state as well. Ocean City and the lower eastern shore are under a winter storm warning until 6 tonight, with 3 to 5 inches of snow in their forecast. A group of demonstrators gathered at the Owings Mills Tesla dealership yesterday to protest the mass layoffs directed by President Trump and Elon Musk through the Department of Government Efficiency. Protesters chose the Reisterstown Road location because Musk is the CEO of Tesla. Demonstrators included federal workers, union leaders, and community activists who are calling for an end to vital service cuts, mass layoffs, and a federal funding freeze. The Save Our Services Day of Action was organized by the Federal Unionist Network. And Maryland is launching a body-worn camera pilot program for correctional officers at several prisons. The Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services says the program aims to increase transparency, accountability, and safety within the prison system. The Patuxent Institute began the program last Wednesday. It'll roll out over the next couple of weeks at the Eastern and North Branch Correctional Institutes, Maryland Correctional Institute for Women, and the Baltimore Central Booking. Officials say a study showed that body-worn cameras help to reduce excessive force complaints, assaults, rather that is, on staff members, intimate grievances, and reports of rape. 6:32 right now in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 2, 3, 5. Your pick 4, 5, 4, 5, 6. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Only the right lane is open if you're heading to the airport eastbound on I-195. It's right there at the bridge at Camp Meade Road at 170. So the traffic going down to the rental car return, that ramp is open. But the traffic straight into the airport apparently is a single lane. And there's enough backup there that we're backing up back towards the area of the BW Parkway. So maybe an extra 7 or 8 minutes now for the traffic trying to get into the main parking lot area or return a rental car down on 170. We'll keep an eye on that. There is some slowing now, 895 after the O'Donnell Street ramp. Not bad, still around 5 minutes or less. 95 still looks good at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the Beltway now is starting to fill in from that area from Liberty Road heading down towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got a quick dusting of some light snow, an inch or less. That may make for some slick roads. A winter weather advisory until 11 o'clock this morning. Temperatures today near 30. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, 38. 42 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports fans, Jack Gilden in for the great Gary Stein. It's no secret the U.S. and Canadian hockey teams don't like each other. There were three fights in the first 9 seconds the last time they met just a few days ago. Now, the words are flying faster than the fists. Team Canada's Brandon Hagel accused the Americans of pre-planning fights like high school kids in group chats. Team USA's Matthew Tkachuk shot back. Our team does not care about anything that they say. Stay tuned for more fireworks. The combatants meet tonight in the championship game. The other big hockey news this morning is more somber than colorful. The widow of the great Bobby Hull announced that the player had the brain trauma disease known as CTE. Researchers at Boston University's CTE Center found that Hull had stage 2 CTE when he died in 2023 at the age of 84. Hull, who played for the Chicago Blackhawks, was an NHL MVP, and in 1961, he led his team to the Stanley Cup. In what can only be described as good news for a cap-strapped team like the Baltimore Ravens, the NFL announced yesterday that the per-team salary cap for 2025 would be between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. Wherever it lands in that range, it will be a significant increase over last year's $255.4 million. As the Baltimore torch singer Billie Holiday used to say, good work if you can get it. Now, we turn our attention to the world of left turns. NASCAR has announced that Joe Gibbs Racing has been fined $100,000 and docked significant points for installing a modified spoiler on the number 19 Toyota in time trials. The Gibbs team will appeal. The time now is 6:36. When we come back, at the top of the hour, selfies and the slammer.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, the best in the morning drive available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So check it out, would you, on a frequent basis. Let's start with a phone call here this hour. Jamie in Catonsville.
Morning, Jamie.
Hey, thanks. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
So the White House needs to do a little better job of PR. I want them to put the faces of all the Republicans and Democrats behind them as they're saying, this is why we're saving you money. Put a big sign saying, the Ponzi scheme's over, and these are the people that are a threat to democracy, that famous line that Pelosi and every Democrat used for the last 10 years. And that's what I like to see, a better PR of all this.
Yeah, I think, you know, a little bit more, because Democrats are really good at street theater, and they use PR very effectively, even though it's not, they're flailing right now, but they are better at street theater. So I take a page out of their book, do a little bit more of that, and then, of course, I do think you need better communications between the White House and Congress as well, because right now, you had John Thune yesterday. Trump came out and endorsed the One Big Beautiful Bill in the House. Thune's bill is actually ready before the House bill, and Thune goes, that was news to me that Trump endorsed the House. So there needs to be a little bit better communication between Congress and the White House and better PR.
Well, is that a staff person failure, though? That's probably not directly on Thune or directly on Donald Trump. Or I would think of that as a staff issue. Somebody's staff didn't communicate.
I would think, and again, I don't know. I would think if President Trump is going to come out and endorse the Speaker House Johnson right. House bill, that he would have made a call to both Thune and Johnson. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or at least maybe Susie Wiles, his chief of staff, or even the deputy chief, Stephen Miller, or somebody would have made that call. But it was just a wrinkle. It was just a small wrinkle. But
yeah, it's a hiccup.
It is, just all a little right. bit. But they'll get through it.
Yeah. Look, we're less than a month. We literally it's
31 days.
Less than a month in.
31 days.
It's amazing.
Inauguration day.
Mark Daniels is one of the sheriffs along the border between us and Mexico. And he was asked yesterday, taking a look at the border and taking a look at the activity of the cartels there, what is the probability that under Donald Trump that the U.S. military is going to be tasked with going after the cartels on a military basis?
I think there's a very high chance of that. You know, these cartels it's way overdue. Why we haven't gone after them and made them a focal point amazes me. And I'll say this, you know, you think about what they're doing. They're killing Americans every day with fentanyl, I think 100,000 Americans die every year of fentanyl, and they're the main producers of that. You look at the exploiting of children, the death, the gangs, you name it. These cartels are a threat to this country. We need to go after them. I think President Trump's right on target by doing it.
Yeah, he's all in favor of it. And the Department of Defense has already facilities down there along the border. So something tells me, yeah, the probability it's there, whether or not the cartels somehow just go to ground right now, which would be prudent for them, or if the profit motive still says, well, we're going to stick our head up out of the gopher holes from time to time and see if we can sneak some fentanyl or some illegal aliens across the border. Daniels says, when asked, well, you know, fine, we're going to send our military after them. We're going to go ahead and send some warthogs and say, go ahead and blast the hell out of them. Will Mexico go along?
I'm not saying they're going to be happy with it, but I'll say they need to do it. And they need the partnership. Let's be real. One of the things we say down here is the cartels and the corruption there in Mexico is like a co-form of government to their government. There are great people who live in Mexico, but this cartel down there is a threat to them as much as it is to America. It's to their best interest they work with this country, and let's get rid of them.
Yeah, I would say this. I don't think you're going to see warthogs. I don't think you're going to see any kind of, at least right now, manned aircraft or vehicles go into Mexico. I think what you'll see is, and I think Mexico's agreed to this, we can fly Predators, Reapers, drones, just as effectively to deal with the cartels there than risking any loss of human life with our troops.
So we will not be sending, in your estimation,
In my estimation, I don't think they're going to be crossing the border into Mexico. The National Guard and our U.S. troops will defend our border, any incursions against our border. But I don't think they're going to cross into Mexico at this point.
There's
always a chance for black ops or an off the book special forces maybe. But you're not going to see, I don't think, any significant troops.
Let's say you have U.S. troops on the north side of the Rio Grande and cartel members on the south side, and cartel members begin to lob munitions across, and then they retreat out of range every single night. You do this for a number of nights. My bet would be at that point, you figure out where they are, and yes, that's the point at which you say, fly me an A-10 Warthog in there. Next time they open fire, kill anything that lives there.
My bet is you can do that with a Predator or with a Reaper.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And I think that's where we are right now, and I could be wrong, but I think that's where we're headed.
I just think that the Warthogs are cool looking. I just want to see them play. 6:43, traffic and weather on the... Yeah, bloodthirsty. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Everything's okay at the Bay Bridge, but in your rearview mirror, you might check there's a medic unit coming westbound on 50 into Sandy Point, probably heading towards Annapolis, moving pretty quickly now in the left-hand lane. So just heads up, you'll see it coming up behind you there on the westbound side. But all the lanes are open, not much of a backup so far. That changes in about an hour for I-97 southbound at
32. The wreck going into the airport on I-195 eastbound, now on the shoulder, still backed up a little bit back towards the area of the VW Parkway, but should get better now with the vehicles at least off to the side. But a few extra minutes need to be put in there if you're heading over to the airport or the rental car return just south of the airport there on 170. Beltway continues to fill in on the west side. Now a little bit more of a backup on 895 southbound, some brake lights before the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says winter weather advisory again in effect through 11 o'clock this morning. We're expecting really just a dusting of snow, an inch or less. But it is going to make roads a little bit slippery, maybe a little bit later on this morning and this afternoon.
I haven't seen anything.
Still nothing yet, but it's still the south. It's going to expect to be largely the south of us. And it's going to be cold today. Highs just a little bit above freezing. Tomorrow, sunny and 38. Things are going to warm up over the weekend. Right now, 20 in Millersville. It's 20 in Dundalk. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Yeah, I want your meal. Give me that food.
Give me that food.
I want your meal.
Yeah, that sounds like you get ordered Buffet City. Give me that food. It's like, give me that ding. Remember that song?
Yeah.
The first ever IHOP and Applebee's duo restaurant has opened in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Chuck, you can start at IHOP with breakfast and
sort of stay there.
And then just kind of sashay over to the Applebee's side for lunch.
You hop over to Applebee's.
That's right. Yeah. And you can have dinner there as well. If only they added one more restaurant there, you'd have a threefer.
Excuse me. Yeah. I can't handle a one for it.
Want a margarita with your pancakes?
Sure do.
Maybe an espresso martini and waffles? It's now doable. That's right. Dunkin' drops new cold foam creamers because people want those cold foam creamers for their lattes and their coffee drinks or whatever. So they have a bunch of, it's like real cream and sugar in the cold foam creamers. Tillamook, they are a cheese company.
Okay.
And they also make ice cream.
All right.
They are giving away a boatload of cheese.
Just like this show.
Right.
I was about to say, you mean we've been giving away?
We started that years ago with the Monarch of the Cheese. You might remember that.
Yes, we did. Never got any better.
They're accepting entries to award one cheddar enthusiast. Are you listening, Cheddar Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity to win 1,900 pounds of Tillamook cheese.
There you go.
That's a heck of a lot of cheese.
And I remember that cruise. Frank was in the Rush Limburger suite.
Yes, he was. You were in the Gouda suite somewhere.
Yeah, I had a Gouda view from the roof of the balcony.
You did. That was great. Anyway, so they expect about tens of thousands of people enter the contest. So if you want a lot of cheese, go to the Tillamook website and you can enter to win a boatload of cheese.
What size boat?
It looks to me
a 1,900 pound boat.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It looks like a really large outboard. It looks like maybe a 15 to 16 foot skiff with
that's a lot of cheese.
Outboard motor filled with cartons of Tillamook cheese.
Oh, it's so special.
So,
what
I'm
are you
sure.
gonna do with it?
You can use it on a pizza. You can use it on grilled cheese sandwiches. You can put it in salads, melt it on your hamburger. Any number of uses useful.
My question was, I understand that, Mr. Case. I'm not as dumb as I look.
Oh, yes, you are.
Thank you, Bruce. I gave you the opening.
Yeah, Bruce, when he said, what am I going to do with it? How would you respond to that?
I know what you can do with it, but I'm asking you what...
Yeah. I knew we'd go,
go
there.
Where are you going to put it until I tell you where to put it?
You put it in your fridge or in your freezer.
Yeah, your fridge. Okay. A boatload of cheese in the fridge.
Yeah, well, you have a number of refrigerators, according to Debbie.
Listen, you can't listen to anything she says. She's lost her goddamn... I almost said something. I caught myself.
I just dumped it just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You never know with this guy. Yeah, he's like a loose cannon on deck.
You get me all fired up when you talk about that.
All right, Chuck. Yeah. See you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So no, I think that's how things will start, because President Trump has designated most of the cartels south of the border, and Tren de Aragua and MS-13 have all been now added to the list of foreign terrorist organizations. Mm-hmm. So now we can take them out, you know, with military assets, and once they go on the FTO list, they can be taken. They can be attacked by U.S. military forces.
One thing that Daniels said when asked, he said, well, please understand that Mexico, they are stepping up, and they are also beginning to go after the cartels, particularly in the southern part of the country.
They're doing the job they need to do, and that is stop it in their own country, in their own backyard. They'll have support from this president, this administration, for whatever they need. DOD's down there. The Department of Defense is already set up in my county here. We're working side by side with them to do things, and I'm telling you, we're all working together for a common cause, and that is to protect the homeland and protect America.
And then a little football metaphor, which is kind of nice to see. He wants to extend the football season just a bit. You know, he says, think of it in these terms. You know, it's halftime. And in the first half, the coach you had really sucked. Well, come halftime, that coach has been replaced, and we have a new coach now leading the team.
You have a new coach in America right now that's saying we're securing the border. There's consequences to it. He's applying the resources and the message in and the consequences. So the cartels have to be smarter. What worries me, though, is they're going to get savvy. They're going to get more violent, and that's some of the big talk down here on the border, and we're ready for it. I mean, we got the resources in place now, but the cartels, we got the will now to fight them. That's important.
Yeah,
indeed it is. Headline in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter this morning saying lawmakers are trying to figure out what to do with the fentanyl and heroin overdose problem in the state. Really?
Yeah.
And you won't remove drug dealers and illegal alien and gangbangers off the streets in these sanctuary cities, and you're wrestling with how to deal with the fentanyl and heroin? These people are more stupid than I ever imagined. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Got to check it out. That's a good show. It is. All right, Larry Elder, great guy. Good show right here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:52. Coming up between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning, more on this Delta flight that went down in Toronto as the Democrats say, let's see if we can't figure out some way of blaming Donald Trump for what happened outside this country, because Donald Trump cut less than 1% of the staff at the FAA. But they're going to do their best to blame it on Trump.
But, you know, the more they blame Trump, the more it becomes evident that Trump was right. A bunch of air traffic controller whistleblowers here in the United States are stepping forward and now saying the DEI is responsible for this chaos and confusion in traffic control towers all across the United States. People were hired not because of their qualities, not being best qualified, but based on their skin color and based on their gender. That's not Trump saying it. Now, he did say it, but now it's the ATC whistleblowers that agreeing. Are confirming and agreeing, say, this is why we got problems here.
Talking about we have problems, there are problems on the roads. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
reporting the construction area there, but not yet in the roadway, northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. So right now we're cruising through there. We'll come back. I'm sure they'll eventually get on the roadway in there somewhere. Pretty much that wreck now is cleared going into the airport, and we did recover. It's a lot better now, eastbound 195 going into the airport at BWI. So that's good news there. All the ramps are back open as well. Both the tunnels now with a little more heavy traffic, 95 south of O'Donnell Street, 895. You should see some brake lights around Erdman Avenue or so. The west side outer loop delays now solid. The usual backup, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, winter weather advisory now in effect through 11 o'clock this morning. A quick dusting of snow is expected, inch or less possible. Roads could be slick later on this morning, early this afternoon, and at the high just above freezing. Tomorrow it dries out. It will be sunny and 38, warming up into the 40s by the weekend, and maybe 50s by early next week. Right now it is 18 in Columbia, and it is 17 in Forest Hill. And coming up in our MAGA Movement update, we hear President Trump has appointed to the National Council of Governors.
Yeah.
It may be a little bit of a shocker or a head scratcher for you. All right. See if you like that tease or not. Delegate Nina Mangione, who's with us tomorrow on the House right after the 8:30 news, and I'm sure we'll be talking about House Bill 85, which yesterday he talked about, introduced it into the House of Delegates. This is the Rachel Morin Act. And the Rachel Morin Act would, according to Delegate Mangione, end the sanctuary city or jurisdiction status here in the state of Maryland. By the way, he is the only sponsor of the bill. No other Republicans put their name to it.
Why not?
It is a question. Of course, you don't expect the Democrats, because they could care less about public safety. But here's Delegate Mangione.
Sanctuary policies can be deadly. They're dangerous. They need to end.
Yeah, as we just heard from, again, Matt Ellison, the Baltimore Field Office Director of ICE, and others. And this is House Bill 85, so you want to call your local delegate and get them to support it. And Mangione says, look, this is all about public safety.
Am I confident it'll pass? Well, that I'm not sure. But the fact is, this is about protecting our communities. And quite frankly, I think that anybody that doesn't support this bill, I have to really question whether they really give a damn about public safety and community safety.
Well, I would agree with them.
Yeah.
I would agree. Anybody who says that they care about the safety in their, whether it's the law-abiding Marylander community or the immigrant community or whatever community it is, if you care about public safety, this is a bill that you should support. And Delegate Mangione went on to slam elected officials for once again hiding under their desks on this bill.
I give credit to the ICE directors in this state who are working very hard, very dangerous jobs, and to have elected officials who will not make their jobs as easy and safe as possible is shameful.
It is shameful. But again, and this is what we talked about, the ongoing problem here in the state of Maryland, is that on this particular one issue, they don't care about cooperating with the feds. We've done it. We've seen Mayor Scott. We've seen Governor Moore. We've seen county executives that have cooperated with the ATFE and the DEA and other federal agencies when it comes to enforcing law or partnerships, if you will. Remember U.S. Attorney Eric Barron?
Yes, I do.
With Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, cooperating on crime here in the state of Maryland. So why is it okay then for the local jurisdictions to cooperate with the feds on these other crime issues?
Precisely.
But on the immigration issue, it is the third rail. And I suspect it has everything to do with this is the Democrat hope of their future voting base.
This is about how they get into power, retain power, is that they need, as they hemorrhage support in other communities, they need this illegal immigrant community because their plan is to get them to vote. Some way, shape, or form.
Even without the vote, Sean, it's useful to have them there for the census.
Correct.
Because until they change who gets counted in the census, a congressional district is made up of how many warm bodies live in an area, not how many legal citizens live in the area.
Right. And how much money comes into your state as a result of that census count. But now that Trump is saying, well, we're going to do these Medicaid. We're not going to be. He's cutting off federal benefits to illegal aliens, so that might throw a little monkey wrench into the whole plan.
We sure hope it does. Hey, listen, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, still hesitant to sell because, look, the house haven is just fine. Interest rate's exceptional. But what if they found their dream house? What if you find your dream home? Would you move if you could find an interest rate somewhere in the mid-fours? You know, you can do this with Vinny Steele, your home sole guaranteed realty. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with your home sole guaranteed realty, and here's why. In today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller you never had before. So don't list with somebody who sells your home as if it were 25 years ago, because the techniques are different, the technology is different, and the ability to satisfy you as a seller is way, way different. Vinny Steele, not just another agent, he is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Realty. You can call him right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
It's 7 o'clock on the morning drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the words of Israel's president, our hearts, the hearts of an entire nation, lie in tatters. Isaac Herzog's remarks follow the release of the bodies of four Israeli hostages who died while in Hamas captivity. How about a Doge dividend? President Trump says it is under consideration returning some of the savings of the government efficiency initiative to American taxpayers.
So many billions of dollars, billions, hundreds of billions, and we're thinking about giving 20% back to the American citizens and 20% down to pay back debt and pay down debt.
Growing rift in the relationship between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Zelensky accusing the Trump team of being less than truthful and President Trump of buying into Russian propaganda. Mr. Trump says Zelensky has presided over the destruction of his own country.
I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered. And millions of people have unnecessarily died.
Zelensky not happy about being left out of the first round of U.S.-Russia talks on ending the war in Ukraine. The Senate today embarks on a marathon of votes on a huge spending proposal.
The Senate is pressing ahead with one of two massive spending bills it hopes to use this year under the reconciliation process that can't be stopped by a Democrat filibuster. This bill will focus on the border and national defense. There's no telling exactly how long the so-called Votorama will run, but Democrats are expected to engage in lengthy debate and propose numerous amendments. Bob Agner reporting.
And the Senate set to take a final vote today, a long-awaited vote on confirmation of FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. Confirmation is expected unless more than three Republicans join the Democrats in voting no. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 95 points, NASDAQ futures off 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free. free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
703, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
At West Side, outer loop delay is already there, and it's 795 down to Frederick Road. Typical ride right through there. Beltway at Hartford Road is still moving right along the southeastbound traffic now on the Beltway and some of the major roadways. You're going to be fighting the bright sunshine here in just a little bit. The sun now is just coming up over the treetops, and anybody south and east, you need to be prepared for that. Both the tunnels now with backups a little bit beyond O'Donnell Street, both on 95 and 895, so the beginning of the morning delays there. So far, the JFX are clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got a quick dusting of some light snow, an inch or less. That may make for some slick roads. A winter weather advisory until 11 o'clock this morning. Temperatures today near 30, sunny and warmer tomorrow, 38, 42 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bel Air, 17 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 22. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of the man who died in a February afternoon crash. I'm sorry, that was in a Tuesday afternoon crash in Linthicum Heights. 60-year-old Charles Thomas III was standing outside his parked vehicle on Corporate Boulevard when a tractor-trailer backed into him and pushed Thomas's vehicle over him. Thomas was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the truck was not injured. Police say the accident remains under investigation. President Trump has appointed Maryland's Wes Moore to the Council of Governors. The council was established by the National Defense Authorization Act of 2008 and formally created the executive order in 2010 to serve as a forum for governors and federal officials to collaborate on key national security, disaster response, and military coordination issues. A group of demonstrators gathered at the Owings Mills Tesla dealership yesterday to protest the mass layoffs directed by President Trump and Elon Musk to the Department of Government Efficiency. Protesters chose the Reisterstown Road location because Musk is the CEO of the electric vehicle company. Demonstrators included federal workers, union leaders, and, quote, community activists who are calling for an end to vital service cuts, mass layoffs, and the federal funding freeze. The, quote, Save Our Services Day of Action was organized by the Federal Unionist Network. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 235. Your pick four, 5456. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, Baltimore sports fans. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. Are you familiar with the legendary Rodolfo Martinez? If you're not, you're not alone. Rodolfo is a non-roster invitee to Orioles spring training camp, where he is impressing coaches and fans alike with his eye-popping velocity and four-pitch array. His fastball should be on the Autobahn, since it's topping out at 102 miles per hour.
On Sunday, the 30-year-old right-hander struck out top prospects Enrique Bradfield Jr. and Samuel Basayo in live batting practice. So remember Rodolfo, he could be around for a while. And here's an update to a story we brought you yesterday. Apparently, a Chilean crime ring has been wandering the United States and burglarizing professional athletes' homes, including the NFL's Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. The gang heisted millions in cash and valuable possessions. But, holy J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI finally caught up with the robbers thanks to the selfies they posted online featuring photos of themselves wearing some of the boosted jewelry. Maybe they should have gone to college instead. Coming up at 7:35, Tigers have stripes and a very impressive streak. I'm Jack Gilden, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697. Take WCB. WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. Hour two. The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up during the course of this hour, the Democrats, apparently, according to James Carville, are not the brightest bunch. Another dust-up between Trump and Zelensky. And we begin with something that, you know, I think is kind of special. It's nice to know that he has elevated the position. He now has his own theme music.
He cries on cue, he fakes the fight, then sells you out in broad daylight. A swamp rat wrapped in a Gucci fit. Welcome to crying Chuck's greatest hit.
Yes, it's Chuck Whitaker's time. Not Chuck Whitaker. It's Chuck Schumer's time. Chuck Schumer says, the skies are less safe now because of Donald Trump. And what Donald Trump has done to deliberately make our flights from point A to point B a risk and a danger.
President Trump has fired hundreds of FAA workers, including air safety personnel. Firing people whose very job it is to keep air travel safe is nothing short of reckless. Now, the White House accused us of linking the crash of the Minneapolis flight directly with FAA cuts in staffing. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Bullshit.
I simply said that when there are fewer FAA personnel, the skies are less safe.
Yeah, of course, that's nonsense. It's absolute bull. What he's saying is, oh, we're not linking it, but let me just mention it in the one sentence so that you know that we are actually linking it. What Schumer is saying is that by Donald Trump and the folks in DOGE saying the FAA is a pretty big organization and there is some fat there. We think this is where the fat is. These are non-safety related positions. We think those individuals can go and they let them go. That somehow now our skies are less safe. What about they do during vacation time? I mean, it's just cross my mind. What do they do? I mean, we'll get to some of the numbers in a couple of minutes, but you're talking about less than 1% of the entire staff of the FAA has been let go. Well, what happens when people go on vacation? I would bet you have 300 people going on vacation at the same time out of the FAA in various parts of the country. Do you suppose our skies are specifically less safe at that moment? I would think not.
Something went terribly wrong on the flight that took off from Minneapolis. That's clear. An investigation is underway, and as I said yesterday, I await their results. Similarly, something went terribly wrong a few weeks ago on the flight from Kansas to Washington, D.C. that claimed 67 people's lives. Donald Trump and Elon Musk have fired hundreds of FAA staffers, including safety specialists, the very people who keep our skies safe. Also, Republicans can help their billionaire buddies with another tax break.
What a slime. What a slime.
He's a broken record. They are so desperate that they'll try to blame anything and everything on Trump because nothing is sticking. And this shows you the true moral depravity of this party. Yeah. I mean, this is how the evil and depraved that they are, that they would try to blame all this stuff, all these crashes and everything on President Trump.
Think about this. He's also rather specifically not saying the flight that crashed in Toronto. It's the flight that left Minneapolis. Thus, somehow, the implication is it is the responsibility of the U.S. what happened because there's a flight that left Minneapolis in Minnesota in the U.S. No, the problem happened when they went to land in Toronto, that is in Canada, under the Canadian air control system. It had nothing to do with us.
Well, I don't think that had anything to do with the controllers at all. If you looked at that video of that plane,
it looks like pilot error is what it looks like.
It looks like it could be pilot error, or you know, and of course now the allegation is this was an all female crew, and they were crowing about that Delta. So I don't know if that's accurate. And I will have to wait till all the information comes in.
Look, we should be celebrating the fact that somehow
those flight attendants were heroes, and the crew that did help evacuate that plane. They were, I mean, again, I don't know who caused the crash or what happened there, but their actions after the crash were exceptional. You're right.
Some people say it was a bad traffic report that caused it. I can't confirm or deny that. I'm simply observing that. Oh, by the way, it's 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Did your mother tell you to be quiet?
And frequently.
She didn't. I'm telling you to be quiet.
Thank you so much, Mom.
There's a beer truck on its side.
I got to go.
If you want to go down to Leonardtown Road real quick, just east of La Plata, it's a beer truck and a pickup truck and somebody else, all turned over. So on that section of Route 5, Leonardtown Road, that's going to be blocked for a while with the cleanup. And they said there's a spill, so a moment of silence for that, please. Take it easy through there. So that's east of La Plata and out on that section of Route 5. So a lot of local traffic there trying to eventually work its way up towards the Capitol Beltway. Both the tunnels now, backed up there. We're talking O'Donnell Street and in that area, maybe back to Erdman Avenue on 895. So it's not horrendous at this point, but still backed up. Beltway fills in a little more now at Hartford Road. The west side was already solid from 795 to Frederick Road. And we don't see any issues towards the Capitol Beltway. Beltway with the lanes open on 95, Capitol Beltway with the normal delays around to the Mormon Temple into Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel forecast for your Thursday. Winter weather advisory in effect up until about 11 o'clock this morning. Maybe a quick dusting of snow, an inch or less. But beware of those early afternoon, late afternoon roads. Could be a little slick based on temperatures. Clears out here. Tomorrow will be sunny and 38, and then warming up for the weekend. Right now it is 22 in Annapolis, sunshine and 18 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, so the big debate here is what to do with, already it's like $60 billion that Doge has discovered, and I don't know if they've recovered it yet. These are just announcements of cuts. They'd have to be, I think, codified in legislation or whatever. But here's the deal. They think, President Trump, he proposed this with the Doge money that's already been found. Let's listen to what he said, then we can debate.
Been saving taxpayers billions and billions of dollars every single day, and there's even under consideration a new concept where we give 20% of the Doge savings to American citizens and 20% goes to paying down debt, because the numbers are incredible, Elon. So many billions of dollars, billions, hundreds of billions, and we're thinking about giving 20% back to the American citizens and 20% down to pay back debt and pay down debt.
So that would amount to $5,000 dividend checks from Doge for every taxpayer in the country. I think it's 150 million or so taxpayers. Now, many people do not pay any tax and get a tax refund. That's the earned income tax.
So they're going to get $5,000 each?
That's the proposal. So
that does not make sense to me.
Well, I'm opposed to it because I think I'd rather see us pay down the deficit first. There's a $2 trillion deficit in our budget. Doge might get a trillion out of that, and then, of course, Congress is going to have to do the rest of spending cuts. If we don't stop this deficit each and every year, we just keep adding to that $36 trillion debt. I think it's time for the stop for the candy out to whether it was the COVID money, the ARPA money, and now, again, look, if you're going to get a refund check, it's based on your taxes, not on Doge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm opposed to the dividend concept. I'd rather go to pay down the deficit and ultimately the debt. But a lot of people like that idea of a $5,000 check going back to the taxpayers directly. Get your thoughts on it here this morning. If you want to call us, let us know, 410-922-6680. He also wants to audit Fort Knox.
We're going to go into Fort Knox to make sure the gold is there. You know that? We're going to go into Fort Knox. Do you know about that? That was a bad bump.
Are they going to eliminate more national security positions, civilians there?
We'll see what happens. But one of the things we do want to look, I mean, we hope everything's fine with Fort Knox, but we're going to go to Fort Knox, the fabled Fort Knox, to make sure the gold is there.
Where would the gold have gone?
If the gold isn't there, we're going to be very upset.
Yeah, I would think so.
Senator Paul says he's from Kentucky, and he's never been allowed in. He's never been allowed inside of Fort Knox on the gold. So who's keeping the secrets? What are they trying to hide? As to the Air Force One, which President Trump, I think, ordered a new Air Force mm-hmm. One or two, yep, actually, yep. back in, what, 2020, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
And it is, the first planes aren't going to roll off of, allegedly, Boeing until 2027. Why the delay? What's taking so long for Boeing to build two 757s? And Trump talked about that.
I'm not happy with the fact that it's taking so long. May do something else. We may go out and buy a plane or get a plane or something.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be, you know, custom jobs because they're Air Force One, Air Force
right,
Two. But
right.
Kristi Noem says they're bound and determined to find the leaker at the DHS.
So we have different tools we can use, and one of those is ensuring that we're using polygraphs to look at all of our employees, all of our people involved in these operations, to make sure that they are telling the truth on what they have done in the past.
Would they consider thumb screws or the rack? I'm just thinking out loud here.
There's lie detectors to find the leakers. VA Secretary Doug Collins says he has confirmed that the Biden administration used VA assets and personnel to help illegal aliens and not veterans.
I think what we've found is, as far as not maybe much invested, but is we actually took time away from what I call veteran care to process health applications and stuff is what we seem to find. And we're still looking into this. That's going to stop.
I mean, I know they weren't putting illegals at Walter Reed.
Yeah,
I mean,
No. But there was use of resources that were going to help process this mass claim that could be better directed to, even if it was a few.
Some manpower.
That's what my understanding is, yes.
Manpower. We're not saying
not
that
benefits,
you know illegals were getting surgeries Walter
no,
Reed
that would
but
be
manpower
different.
May have been used
that's what we've seen so far, again without a complete picture, but that's what is we've looked at and where those numbers were being processing using processing claim times and everything else. I would much rather either give that to the other agency or take those people back and process their own claims.
The Veterans Administration personnel, assets and staff, not necessarily monies,
right,
but were redirected to process and help illegal aliens over our veterans. That is outrageous. 7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey Nelly. That's day 31 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Still to come, a disturbing video of an Amazon delivery driver running over a pedestrian in Baltimore. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy energy efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. The Parkville side now has filled in. It's Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The inner loop is about Park Heights Avenue through Greenspring over to the JFX, and then getting better from the JFX over to the ramps at 83. That's all the typical ride. And then 795 going down through I-70, Route 40, and then after Frederick Road, much better down the hill and eventually through Wilkins Avenue and on towards 95. But right there at Wilkins Avenue, as you start to turn a little bit south and east, bright sunshine there, bright sunshine on the Beltway now, inner loop near 83, and as you travel from Parkville over towards 95, on the inner loop. JFX, we'll fill in now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We're looking somewhere in the area between 10, maybe 15 minutes with the backup southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, so not too bad. Big wreck in southern Maryland on Route 5 on Leonardtown Road. Complete road blockage there, and the cleanup is just now getting underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. We have a winter weather advisory in effect now through 11 o'clock this morning. Maybe just a quick dusting of snow, inch or less. Most of the snow is going to be south of Baltimore and states, southern states going to get hit by the storm. We might dodge the bullet here. It looks like we will. But roads could be slick a little bit later on this morning and this afternoon, and highs just about above freezing. And right now we're looking at, we're 20 degrees in Pasadena, 19 in Parkville, Stephen Reisterstown.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Real quick, how about the earned income tax credit? Let's go into that. How about the DMV? Let's go into how they get the driver's license and how they get the real ID. They got. How about the $10,000 visa payments? Three things right there. I wish you could talk to Trump, because the DMV has a whole list of illegal aliens that are driving and haven't even taken a driver's test, but somehow they get a real ID.
Yeah, it's a good point, and good questions all. And this Doge is just getting started. Remember, Doge is impaneled now through July 4th, 2026. So there's a lot to be discovered between now and then. It's a good point, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Ed Baskian is the CEO of Delta Airlines. Obviously, it was a Delta jet that went down in Toronto. Gail King had him on her morning TV show. and Gayle King, like most of the swamp media, like almost all the Democrats, as doing her damnedest to see if somehow she can't blame this thing on Donald Trump.
So the Trump administration recently fired many employees of the FAA administration. Do those cuts worry you, and do you think that impacts the safety? I know you just said it's the safest way to travel, but after looking at all these mishaps, a lot of people are very nervous. Do these cuts affect you?
The cuts do not affect us, Gayle. I've been in close communication with the Secretary of Transportation. I understand that the cuts at this time are something that are raising questions, but the reality is there's over 50,000 people that work at the FAA, and the cuts, I understand, were 300 people, and they were in non-critical safety functions.
Okay, get those numbers. More than 50,000 work for the FAA. They cut 300 individuals, and as Baskin says, in non-critical positions. In other words, there was a reduction in force of slightly more than 0.5%. That's it, folks. That's what the big hubbub is all about.
The Trump administration has committed to investing deeply in terms of improving the overall technologies that are used in the air traffic control systems and modernizing the skies. They've committed to hiring additional controllers and investigators and safety investigators. So, no, I'm not concerned with that at all.
Yeah, I know Gayle was very upset at that. Look, the idea is somehow that the Democrats are going to have any traction with this once the facts are known is kind of laughable. So what they're trying to do is to see if they can get people riled up ignoring the facts.
Yeah.
And Baskin wasn't going to play.
No, and there was some NBC reporter that also was editorializing the other day saying on the Toronto crash that, these FAA layoffs could are having this kind
disastrous
of disastrous
effect, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, what Doge is going to do, what Trump's going to do, they're going to identify the dead weight. They're going to identify the make-work jobs that Biden and the Democrats hired in the last 4 years. And those people, for instance, the IRS, there are going to be 6,000 employees at the IRS going to be laid off shortly.
Could they all be offered jobs with the Border Patrol? Because it seems to me that way they would have very little complaint about.
Yeah.
This is one of the things when they propose, let's add 8,700 IRS agents with guns, and at the same time we're not going to give any more Border Patrol agents.
Yeah.
No, let's add 8,700 new workers for the Border Patrol and not a one for the IRS.
And the people that aren't pulling their weight are the people that politicized, like U.S. attorneys. Trump signed an executive order yesterday instructed the termination of all remaining Biden-era U.S. attorneys. We must clean house immediately and restore confidence in our fair justice system. So every U.S. attorney is hired under Biden is gone. He also signed an executive order to ban all federal taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens, including Social Security, including Medicaid. So, again, if they're not getting the bennies, they may want to return home.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 7:30 coming up. A disturbing video of an Amazon delivery driver running over a pedestrian in Baltimore, and much, much more. It's time for the latest. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. There are no school systems that are affected by the weather today in our metropolitan area. However, there are one or two that have some effects in the state. Let's pass those along quickly. St. Mary's County Public Schools are operating on a two-hour delay, code 5 for staff. Salisbury University closed. Remote courses may continue as usual. Wacomico County Public Schools will have a virtual learning day for students, and they're in Talbot County. Their schools will open at 90-minute delay schedule. Administrative offices will be open on time, a code green for employees. The Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert is in effect today, will continue through Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Howler issued the alert due to the extended cold weather forecast, saying residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. Drivers could be facing a tricky morning commute across central and southern Maryland. Light snow in the forecast for the next couple of hours. Winter weather advisory in effect from 7 o'clock this morning until 11 o'clock, with up to an inch of accumulation that could make for slick roads. Winter weather advisories are posted for southern Maryland, the eastern shore, and the far western part of the state. A group of demonstrators gathered at the Owings Mills Tesla dealership yesterday to protest the mass layoffs directed by President Trump and Elon Musk to the Department of Government Efficiency. Protesters chose the Reisterstown Road location because Musk is the CEO of Tesla. Demonstrators included federal workers, union leaders, and community activists who are calling for an end to vital service cuts, mass layoffs, and the federal funding freeze. It's 7:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 235. Your pick four, 5456. And now Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup is just beginning. Southbound I-97 as you're traveling at the split there at Route 32. So if you're on 32, you're coming down through Odenton, Gambrels, you're coming down I-97 from Benfield. That morning backup is there. It's typical. And there's also some bright sunshine in that area. 50 right at the Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open. Just going to make a quick change here to check to see if we're okay at the Bay Bridge. Yep, everything's fine. All green on the westbound side. Headed over towards Sandy Point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got a quick dusting of some light snow, an inch or less. That may make for some slick roads. A winter weather advisory until 11 o'clock this morning. Temperatures today near 30. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, 38. 42 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, fans. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. With the Maryland Terrapins having such a strong season on the hardwood, local fans may be forgiven for not noticing something really special is bouncing, shooting, and rebounding in Towson, too. The Tigers are in first place in the CAA with a 13-1 record, including a 12-game win streak. Towson is hustling on both sides of the court. The Tigers are only giving up 64.6 points per game on defense, yet they're shooting 34.7% from beyond the arc. In other words, they can score and they can shut their opponents down too. Next, they travel to North Carolina tonight to take on Elon, the university, not the Musk. Spring training is a great time for top prospects to make an impression on their manager and coaches. This year, the Orioles are taking a closer look at their number four prospect, Enrique Bradfield Jr. The outfielder put on 12 pounds of muscle since the end of last season by haunting the weight room. With that bulk comes power, but not necessarily at the expense of speed. Bradfield has already stolen 99 bases in 133 minor league games, and by all accounts, is still blazing a fiery path. The O's are also giving an extended look to number six prospect outfielder Dylan Beavers and right-handed pitcher Brandon Young. More on them coming soon. In high school basketball, what can only be described as a momentous victory, Newtown High School defeated Overly yesterday, 65-56. In the process, Newtown snapped Overly's 20-game winning streak and handed the Falcons their first defeat of the entire season. The Titans were fueled by Will DeShield's 16 points. For Newtown, it was more than a signature moment. It has propelled them to the Baltimore County title game. The time now is 7:36. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Many folks are listening suggesting reacting to a deeply disturbing video that Fox 45 has up on their website. And this is of a accident last night around 9:30 at the intersection of Pratt and South Chester Streets in Butchers Hill. It is of an Amazon delivery truck. At the intersection, and if you watch the video, it's about 2 minutes long, does hit a pedestrian. I don't know if the driver ever saw a pedestrian, because those step vans are pretty high up, so I don't know, or got distracted, whatever the case may be. You see the truck driver run over the pedestrian, the front wheels run over the pedestrian, a woman.
Well, it'd have been pretty short to not see her, frankly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
okay.
So now you know you've hit something.
Yes.
Okay. It's not a pothole. It's not a speed bump. It's in the middle of an intersection. So you would think you'd stop immediately. That does not happen. He continues after a momentary. Knows he's hit something. Mm-hmm. He's get out. What did I hit? He didn't do that. He continued to go forward, and then the rear wheels of the truck hit the woman, run over the woman, who's obviously now screaming out in pain.
Yes.
And so, obviously, he's hit her twice. Now she's, you know, injured badly. I don't know what the status of her injuries are, or whether she survived or not. So then he pulls, stops the truck after he runs over, not once, but twice. He gets out of the truck. He then looks at the woman from a couple of different angles. It doesn't appear to me that he took out a cell phone or made any attempt to call anyone. And this after about maybe 15, 20 seconds of being out of the truck, he gets back into the truck and then takes off.
Amazing.
You can see other motorists pull into the intersection with their flashers on just disbelieving what they've seen, but they get out of their vehicles to begin to render aid or assistance to this woman who is grievously injured. Amazon has responded saying that they're aware that the delivery driver has been suspended pending their internal investigation and law enforcement. But this is clearly a hit and run. Now, it may have been started off as an accident, but at some point in time he makes, I think, just, this is a horrific decision. Take your phone out. Get on the truck radio, whatever. Get some help for this poor woman.
Yeah.
You know, do something. Where is the humanity here? Completely gone. And thank God for those other motorists that did get out of their cars.
Do we know? Is she okay?
We don't know. I don't know yet.
All right.
I don't know. I don't have an update on her status as of yet. But those trucks are very, very heavy. And I imagine if she did survive, she's got massive, massive internal injuries. So that is just... and I hope that the authorities, Ivan Bates and other in the city, will throw the book at this individual.
Yeah.
Because accidents happen. We all understand that. But the way he behaved, and he just...
But he figured that maybe nobody spotted him.
It's like
we have a world that is consumed with people with cell phones on the video setting.
Yeah, it was a home surveillance video. I guess he figured... And there were people. He saw people. There was a car right behind the truck at the intersection, right, literally maybe 15, 20 feet from the woman. She pulled up, and it took her a while to get out. She had her flashers on, but I guess she was waiting to see if the driver called it in. Once the driver took off, then she and others got out to render assistance. So I don't know if you've seen the video, but
it's grim.
The The fact that the inhumanity of it all is just really disappointing on so many levels. It is time to rip off the Band-Aid and leave it to President Trump to do that. It was inevitable. We've, at the outset of this conversation, we're admitting to ourselves that sooner or later, all this pretending has got to stop with Ukraine and with Russia. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Putin was an aggressor. Clearly, there are issues with Putin. We all know who Putin is and what he does. But Volodymyr Zelensky, he picked a fight with the wrong guy. And now, of course, he's trying to blow up the peace talks.
Well, he's interesting. He's trying to treat himself as the world equal to Donald Trump. You know, look, if you want to trade insults with somebody, you better do it with somebody who's roughly your equivalent in power and stature. And that is not the case here.
Yeah, but Zelensky started the insult war by saying that Trump was living inside the Russian disinformation bubble. And, of course, then a blistering response. Here's just some of the audio that Trump, and we've said this now for years about Zelensky.
A dictator without elections. Zelensky better move fast or he's not going to have a country left. Got to move fast because that war is going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it is. And he calls out, this is not a democracy, which the Democrats and others continue to say, democracies hold elections.
He refuses to have elections. He's low in the real Ukrainian polls. I mean, how can you be high with every city is being demolished? It's hard to be high. Somebody said, oh, no, his polls are good. Give me a break.
Yeah. And it's just, he talked about, he speculated whether or not Zelensky, whether he's worried about the end of the gravy train. And he says, look, you got to talk to both sides here to end this war. But he's beginning to peel off the mask of Zelensky. And it's gonna be difficult for a lot of people. It's going to be uncomfortable. But Zelensky's got to go. He's part of the problem, not part of the solution. 743.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Coming up, by the way, right after this, choose your fake news. And son of a gun, we already have our contestant on the line. So, Chuck Whitaker, how's it looking out there?
Brought to you as a service to Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. Well, they finally got the construction into the roadway, 7:45 in the morning, doing construction on the interstate. Just lovely. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile marker, at least a mile back up on the northbound side. They weren't working there at 5 this morning. They weren't working at 6, but 7:45, they're working. Okay, we'll go from that. The Beltway northeast side is slow. Parkville side, inner loop at Plankesville, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX now has filled in and busy from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Delays now at both the harbor tunnels in the range of anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes on the southbound side. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belt, your hoses, antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, winter weather advisory in effect now through 11 o'clock this morning. There should be just a quick dusting of snow, an inch or less possible, but roads could be slippery a little bit later on because we're right around a little above freezing today. Tomorrow it'll be sunny and 38 right now, 21 in Arnold. It is 20 in Middle River. And it's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Kurt Edgewater is our contestant.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. When Chuck comes back to Baltimore, will he get back to sleeping on the sidewalk outside the Whiskey River?
Yeah, probably will.
Oh, boy.
Mommy, hit me first.
It's a... We reached out to Kurt. He has invited him to the Chuck Roast, which is coming up in the end of June. And it seems like he's going to take a flyer on it. Right, Kurt? Yeah. You're not interested in coming?
I got hit and run, too, in Highlandtown. I'm like, I ain't going nowhere near Baltimore unless I get paid for something.
All right.
I'm not talking about y'all. I go there every day, but Baltimore's not my favorite. Baltimore and Washington aren't my favorite places.
Okay. But you would pass up an opportunity to zing Chuck.
I get to do it every 30 days at least anyway.
That's right.
So.
We know you're used to doing 30 days.
30 days in the hole. You're right.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Kurt, first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after good old days, Whitaker.
All right.
Good old days.
Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one. In a bombshell revelation, DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, has exposed a shocking level of federal spending abuse inside the offices of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer and his staff, over 100 active credit cards in circulation, processing a staggering 9 million transactions over the last 20 years, worth nearly $4 million in those 20 years from Schumer's staff. Story two, Donald Trump is related to most Icelanders and Danish and Norwegian royalty. So says a genealogist. That Trump was also related to Queen Margrethe of Denmark, the Icelandic president, Johannesson of Iceland. In fact, almost all Icelanders. They say that Trump is a descendant of the only legitimate daughter to the throne, and that might be one of the reasons why he should and maybe will get Greenland. And story three, the people of Los Angeles really need to fire Mayor Karen Bass. She was traveling in Africa when an incredibly destructive fire broke out in the city weeks ago. When she finally made it back to L.A., she was questioned by a reporter and stood there silently. But now, the mayor has announced she's launching a commission to investigate why she was allowed to travel to Africa while her city burned. All right, there you have it. Stories one, two, and three. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, they're all possible, which is what I say every day. And yeah, Trump is Scottish, and they're all kind of related, so I could see that. That's a cool story. I'm going to say number one, not that it's not possible. I just think Schumer's office, I think it would be even more than that. So I say one.
All right, Kristen goes with one. Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck goes for two. Kurt in Edgewater?
I remember Michael Steele accused Schumer of stealing something when he used to actually be a Republican. I'll go with good old buddy Chuck, number two.
All right. You're a good old buddy. And Bruce.
My observation on Karen Bass is, boy, that's just classic. You'd have a commission say, why was I allowed to do this? Oh, not my fault. The commission was supposed to stop me. I'm going with the majority here, number two.
Bruce goes with story number two. Story number three, Karen Bass launching an investigation into herself. As always, as usual, that's a true story with the Democrats. Story number one, that is the Chuck Schumer staff getting identified and outed by DOGE. That is our fake news story of the day. Only Kristen with
way to go, Kristen.
The winning selection today. Kristen, would you care to gloat over Chuck?
No,
Bruce,
sure.
Company?
I would recommend you do.
Especially I do it silently.
She does it silently, she says. Okay.
Just taking it all in.
All right. Kurt is he's also silent right now. He's just slinked off into the woods.
He's stunned.
All right.
He should be stunned often.
Chuck is taking it all in. May I suggest Metamucil, Chuck? To let someone back out again.
It all out.
There you go.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Thank you for that. All right. See you in a couple.
He brought it up.
All right, boys. It's 7:50. 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come on the program up next, the Democrat Circular Firing Squad has assembled. Debate over education cuts. Our special guest today is former Border Patrol agent J.J. Carell. He has written a book called Treason, and it's all about what's happened on our southern border. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
During the first 2 weeks of his second term as president, Donald Trump has issued a flurry of executive orders. Prior to retaking office, Trump announced with great fanfare his intention to heavily utilize executive orders to reprioritize the agenda of American government and to reshape American culture. Indeed, Trump has issued executive orders regarding a wide variety of subjects ranging from border security to the elimination of DEI programs in the military and in government offices. But regrettably, there's a great deal of ignorance and misunderstanding about what executive orders are designed to do, as well as the constitutional authority and justification for them. So this might be a good time to offer a few clarifications regarding what executive orders are and what they are not. Firstly, an executive order is not law. Remember that Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution vests all lawmaking power in the legislative branch, that is, in Congress. This means that the president has no lawmaking power, so executive orders are not law. Properly understood, executive orders are communications from the president to the executive branch of government, providing instruction on how the existing laws will be administered. So any order that purports to create law is not constitutionally valid. Finally, we should always be wary about executive orders which are designed to declare emergencies, since this is always the precursor to government abuses of authority. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great meme I just saw posted. I don't want Elon Musk to have my social security number. I only want the IRS, my job, my bank, the DMV, my hospital, my university, hunting and fishing license, the car dealership, my credit card companies, my insurance company, my mortgage company, my financial advisor. These people, I'm okay with having my social security number because they don't want my money. Only the richest man in the world wants my money.
Every day. Every day. I get an email. Not every day, but frequently I get emails that something's been hacked. And my data or my sensitive information has been put at risk by the government, by private institutions. And people forget Elon Musk actually started and ran PayPal.
Yes. That's where he made that point. He said, if I wanted that information, I had it when I founded PayPal. 753. You know, Chuck Whitaker's been doing this long enough. His social security number actually is all ones. Think about that.
He started BarterPal.
BarterPal. It's a whole different thing. You don't get a check at the end of each month. You get a coupon.
You get an IOU.
I can handle those.
Yeah, I figure.
There's a guy waiting on the corner with like some of those, and then he goes and collects, and then I get a percentage.
That's very nice, yeah.
That's how it works. I send Gino, and he comes by to see you. Northbound 95, you're slow in the construction area, 76-mile marker at Route 24. They do construction in the middle of the rush hour on 95. They don't work at 5 o'clock in the morning. They don't work at 6 o'clock in the morning. They work at 8 o'clock in the morning on 95 northbound. There's a new wreck in Howard County in Columbia. Watch for that, 175 at Tamar Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be, wintry weather heading our way. Winter weather advisory in effect. 11 o'clock this morning. Should be just a quick dusting of snow, inch or less, but could be a little slippery as the temperatures only going to get up a little bit over the mid-30s, maybe. Again, it gets out of here very quickly, so it's not going to be that, you've got to stick around that much. To the south of us, it's going to be much of a problem. It'll be sunny and 38 tomorrow before things warm up for the weekend. And right now, 18 in Ellicott City and, a tropical 23 in Stevensville. Partly cloudy there. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Kingsville.
Morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been thinking about you all played those cuts of Chuck Schumer earlier, mm-hmm. and it got me to thinking back on something that Chuck Schumer said to Trump a few years ago when he warned him about taking on the deep state. And I would suggest to Chuck that you guys were really stupid trying to pick a fight with Donald Trump, because he's got 10 ways from Tuesday of getting back at you.
Yeah, that is true. And that is something.
He's doing it, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, Schumer is now under investigation, according to U.S. Attorney nominee Ed Martin, for a number of things. One, for threatening the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
And two, for threatening DOGE workers. So now he's launched a probe into those threats, and let's see what happens. Let's see where the chips fall where they may. Gary, thanks for the call.
A guy named Dan Turrentine is a Democrat consultant. We've featured a number of these people in the last handful of weeks, and they're coming with more and more frequency. These are basically old mainline Democrats, or Democrat consultants who consult for the old mainline Democrats, who are pretty distressed by what's happened to their party now the party's being run by the progressives.
It's authentic. He likes sports. As a golfer, the fact that he played golf at Tiger Woods and went to the Super Bowl, thought a bad little Sunday. But for a lot of Democrats, it's like a consultant tells them, this is what you should do. Right? They don't look comfortable. When they're at a game, they're working around, it's like, all right, when can I leave? Donald Trump's sitting there having popcorn, taking photos, like he's in his environment. And so for Democrats, the problem is we need people who can connect with the average voter.
We need people, Democrats, they need people who are comfortable in their own skin, in essence. And all the Democrats, they feel artificial to me. If you look at Kamala Harris, there was nothing there but artifice. I mean, there was no genuine human being there. It was all rehearsed statements or these word salads that had no meaning whatsoever. So you hate to think that that was the core of her being. Where was the genuine person? I mean, and you look at her running mate, this guy from Minnesota. I mean, the guy was just a loon. And if he's comfortable in his own skin, then I don't want to be anywhere near him. Turrentine goes on to say, the Democrats are failing now consistently on what he calls the common sense test.
We're failing the common sense test. Rather than saying, hey, some of what they're finding, anybody in the right mind would say, we should end it. Instead, we scream about everything. And so when we find stuff that, in our opinion, probably is worthy of a discussion, the average voter says, forget it. All you do is scream no, and they're crazy.
Yeah, that's it. That's the entire vocabulary. And voters, we voters, are sick of it. Voters who have been moderate Democrats are now deciding to back Trump. Here's what's really interesting, Sean. Some of the big money donors to the Democrat Party are now putting their money behind Donald Trump because they now understand how the Democrat Party has changed and no longer represents them or their values. Donald Trump owns the common sense caucus in this country, and that's a majority of us. Even James Carville said Democrat politicians would do well to remember one thing. Shut up.
Everybody was like downbeat, depressed, and this happened quickly. And I think I'm almost positive it's going to continue to happen. So the question is, how should Democratic politicians respond to this? And what I think they should do is what we call in rural America, play possum. Just let it go. Don't get in the way of it. Or as we like to say, don't just stand there. Do nothing.
Yes, James Carville, a little wisdom from Lizardhead. 7:58 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And it's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why right now is the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium Omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or use it online at res-q.com. Just enter the promo code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Fortify your health and support a healthier lifestyle and a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3s.
It's 8 o'clock on the morning drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Long thought to have been killed, the bodies of four Israeli hostages are going home. The remains of a mother, her two young children, and an elderly man have been released by Hamas in Gaza.
crowds gathered in Khan Yunis as militants carried four black coffins onto a stage. Thousands watched on as the coffins were then loaded onto Red Cross vehicles and driven to Israeli forces. The remains are said to be of Shiri Babas and her two children, Ariel and Kafir, as well as Oded Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted. Kafir was 9 months old when he was taken and was the youngest captive. Hamas said all four were killed along with their guards in Israeli airstrikes. I'm Nayan Kim.
At long last, a confirmation vote on President Trump's FBI director nominee. The Senate expected to take a final vote today on Kash Patel. Delta Airlines offering a payment of $30,000 each to passengers on the plane that crashed on the tarmac at Toronto's Pearson Airport. Enhanced safety features get the credit for saving the lives of everyone on the plane.
All 80 people aboard survived this week's fiery Delta Airlines crash in Toronto, despite the plane flipping upside down. Peter Carlson among them.
I've got a laceration, an abrasion, some bruises on my legs, bruises on my ribs, and that's, but alive, and everyone's alive.
He credits passengers' cooperation and the crew's expertise. Experts cite technological advances, too, such as wings where fuel tanks are stored that easily detach and seats built to withstand intense pressure. I'm Ben Thomas.
Walmart delivered another strong quarter of profits and sales increases, but the giant retailer's outlook for the year, not quite so rosy. And because of that, shares of Walmart have tumbled 7% pre-market. Stock futures in the red on Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 124 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hear me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Five. Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Just a heads up around the interchange at Russell Street and I-95 between Westport and the 95 Bridge. The report of a vehicle fire in that area. So if you're coming north from the county line, you're coming up into the city on 295, or you're going down the ramp from Russell Street coming south from the casino, heads up, the fire department is in that area. It's not affecting 95 as far as I can see. And the ramp traffic coming off of 95 to the Parkway southbound is open. That one new wreck, Howard County, Columbia, 175 at Tamar Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got a quick dusting of some light snow, an inch or less. That may make for some slick roads. A winter weather advisory until 11 o'clock this morning. Temperatures today near 30. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, 38. 40 to the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another cool morning. Right now, Aberdeen, 18 degrees. Ellicott City, also 18. Downtown Baltimore, a bit warmer at 22. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland is launching a body-worn camera pilot program for correctional officers at several prisons. The Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services says the program aims to increase transparency, accountability, and safety within the prison system. Adirondack County Police have released the name of the man who died on a Tuesday afternoon crash in Linthicum Heights. 60-year-old Charles Thomas III was standing outside his parked vehicle on Corporate Boulevard when a tractor-trailer backed into him in the loading dock area and pushed Thomas's vehicle over him. Thomas was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the truck was not injured. Police say the accident remains under investigation. President Trump has appointed Maryland's Wes Moore to the Council of Governors, a council established by the National Defense Authorization Act of 2008, formally created by executive order in 2010 to serve as a forum for governors and federal officials to collaborate on key national security, disaster response, and military coordination issues. And the Bolivar City Health Department still has a cold blue, extreme cold alert in effect. It's going to be in effect until Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Howler has issued the alert due to the extended cold weather forecast. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 235. Your pick 4, 5456. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend Rod Baroy and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden in for the Big Stein, Gary Stein. Well, Orioles fans, it's been a minute now since Mr. Cy Young said so long to the birds. Corbin Burns moved his talented arm to the Arizona Diamondbacks in the offseason. So how is the team planning to replace his 15 wins and sub-300 ERA? Probably with a committee of pitchers that begin with top-of-the-rotation talent like Zach Eflin and Grayson Rodriguez. Neither one had a full season with the O's last year, but both were outstanding. One of them will have to step up his game if the Orioles are to get over the hump and go deep into the playoffs this year. Will 4 points soon be on the floor for NBA All-Stars? That's a proposal that's been making the rounds. So how do the players feel about it? At the last All-Star game, Joe Vardon of The Athletic polled 11 of the top hoopsters and asked them if they liked it. Only 4 of them voted yes, while the other 7 said no. But Cleveland guard Darius Garland, the reigning 3-point champion, likes the idea. Just a couple feet back, though, he said, not too far. We'll be back at 8:35 with an upset on the way to the Baltimore High School Championship. I'm Jack Gilden, and that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tower number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Tom Cotton scores off against Caitlin Collins. We'll talk with the retired Border Patrol agent J.J. Carell. His new book is called Treason, and he does name names. Top story here today is the debate continues over what to do with a blueprint for future and the spending on education. But let me give you some facts before we get there. Okay? Here are the facts as we now know them according to the United States Census. Baltimore City, of the 26 large districts in Maryland and in the country, remains one of the lowest performing school districts nationwide. Despite being one of the highest funded, Baltimore scores near the bottom in every category tested. According to the 24 U.S. Census, Baltimore spends a little over $18,000 per student, the 13th most among the nation's 100 largest school systems. Census data shows that much of the money going to Baltimore City schools is not making it to the classroom. That should not shock you. We've been talking about that for years.
Yeah.
City schools have the fifth highest administrative cost per student among the nation's largest districts. Detroit, Milwaukee, Cleveland are three school systems that perform worse than Baltimore, and they too spend a lot of money. According to the NAEP scores, that's the National Standardized Test, many of the school systems that outperform Baltimore spend far fewer tax dollars per pupil. Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Austin, similar in size, around 75,000 students, but they spend $6,000 to $7,000 less per pupil. And both districts outperform Baltimore in every NAEP category, math, reading, English, the whole nine yards. Miami, Charlotte, North Carolina, Orange County, Florida rank among the nation's top overall performing districts. All three spend much less per student than Baltimore for significantly better results. So we know now,
money is not the solution.
Money is not the solution, yeah. But yet here we are discussing more money, $30 billion spread out over 10 years, blueprint for the future, unfunded mandate, by the way. And, of course, yesterday, in a brand-new $109 million government building, as if we needed that, Maryland lawmakers discuss what to do, how to afford the blueprint for the future.
Obviously, we're facing a budget crisis here, a deficit, that is.
Money's important, but strategy is important, too.
And I think we need to find a way where we can be more wiser with the taxpayers' money.
Yeah, well, that's sort of an oxymoron, wise in the Maryland General Assembly, in the same sentence, folks. And it is just amazing to me that you look at this and, you know, there's a debate over what is the definition of a cut.
So my thought is, why can't we just take a, for a simple term, refinance it and start over and stretch it out?
We want to make sure that we're not back here taking more cuts in 2 years.
This is an issue that we all care very, very deeply about.
So one of the solutions is take the $30 billion. Okay, over 10 years, and spread it over 15 years.
Yeah.
Is that a cut?
No.
Of course not. Of course not. You're just delaying the inevitable. There should be a cut in spending, and we're not seeing that as of yet. Dr. Joshua Michael, the Maryland State Department of Education, says one of the problems they're seeing right now is a teacher shortage.
So right now, we have a teacher shortage. We are down 7,200 teachers today. We've got to take care of that first.
Yeah, so you're already down 7,200. And we already know this money's not getting to the classroom, which means the teachers. It's top heavy. Mm-hmm. It's all administrative. This is what the teachers' union has wrought in the state of Maryland. Now, there are some jurisdictions that are doing really well, like Howard County, Montgomery County.
Yeah.
They're doing well. But there are a lot of jurisdictions, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Prince George's County, that are doing very bad. So we'll get more of this as to what should happen with the blueprint here in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Not a lot of us have to worry about being top heavy. Most of us are bottom heavy for having a job where we sit most of the time. Right, Chuck?
Remember, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
They don't fall down. Yeah. Chuck Whitaker's.
Ruffles have ridges.
That's very nice, Chuck.
Just thought I'd throw that in.
Okay.
Weevils, I was talking about ruffles.
Okay.
All right.
I know, that was really good.
Well, I'm sorry.
Food.
I apologize. Let's move forward.
Please.
I-97 southbound right here at Benfield Boulevard, all is well. After that, it's not bad to the split at Route 32, and for the most part, the ride south from there towards a ramp at Route 50 in Annapolis is good. No problems at the Bay Bridge, at the Severn River Bridge, or at Ritchie Highway. I don't think they found anything on that vehicle fire. They were looking all over around Russell Street, the Westport cutoff, and I-95. I don't think they found anything. I don't see any big impact there. Traffic is still slow coming into both the harbor tunnels, but with the lanes moving, JFX has been active between Ruxton Road and the city-county line through Northern Parkway and the Beltway, all with the normal delays on 695. Okay, I'm gone. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Remember, Chuck, ruffles have ridges.
Yeah. Oh, Chuck?
Just so you know, weevils wobble, but they won't fall down.
I'll be damned. I never thought of that. Yeah. Weather Channel forecast. Winter weather advisory in effect now through 11 a.m. Should be just a quick dusting of snow, an inch or less possible. Roads can be slippery, so but Chuck will be done at 9, so he doesn't care.
Sunny, I'm done now, as a matter of fact.
Sunny at 38 tomorrow. Right now, it's 20 in Millersville, 18 in Reisterstown. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Once again, it is time for us to head to the circus. We got a good one for you this time around. Once again, it is time for us to grab our seats and focus our attention on the center ring as the Democrat clunker enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps the only woman who had the capacity to make the people on The View look even more intelligent than they actually are. In other words, she managed to dumb down the entire panel.
My takeaway is just like the election. We've got to do better at education. People don't understand. But you will understand when those hospitals in rural America start closing down even more. You will understand when you don't have your Social Security. You will understand when your Medicaid, your Medicare goes away. You will understand as planes continue to fall out of the sky. Soon you will understand why it's important to maybe have somebody that isn't loud and ridiculous and maybe sleep. Sleepy Joe is what we wanted because we could at least sleep at night.
You know, that's probably the dumbest thing anybody said to me around here in a long time.
Yeah, I think almost for sure because it came out of the mouth of one Jasmine Crockett, who now wants to replace AOC as the stupidest member of Congress. And frankly, I think she's making good progress on that. Jasmine, thanks for your participation in the show right now. Please get out of here.
Yeah, I was just doing some math, which is always dangerous. When we do that on the air.
Oh, I'm good at that stuff.
The blueprint for the future, again, unfunded mandates. You got to find the money somewhere. We don't know where it's going to come from yet.
Okay.
$30 billion over 10 years. Okay, it's $3 billion a year. I think it's $4 billion after that. But it's $3 billion a year. So you divide that by 75,000 students in the state of, in this area that we're talking about. In the city, and you're looking at that's $40,000 per pupil. Now, I don't know what the breakdown is. How much of that money of that $3 billion goes to administrative? How right. much of it goes right. to bricks and mortar? So I don't know what that is. But here's the point that I'm making. I don't think it's $40,000 more on top of the $18,000 we spend. But clearly, if the blueprint for the future continues on as it has been currently legislated, Baltimore will spend probably more per pupil than New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, just about any other school district. So we're going in the opposite direction. We're going to be spending even more. And they think that they're going to get better results, as if it's worked out so well for us in the past.
I think that with that extra money, Sean, that it's entirely possible that students in Baltimore City schools who are in the fourth grade might even read like at the third grade level. No, probably not. Probably still the second grade level, at best.
Right. But there are progressives, and we'll hear from Dr. Santelises in a moment, and others who believe that we don't spend enough, that they have to go out and find this money.
Yeah.
And you know when they say find the money, you know where it is.
In your pocket,
yes. I get this very uncomfortable feeling that somebody is going through my pockets again.
Yes.
It's just amazing. And then, I don't know if you heard this, and the liquor license fees in the city are getting jacked up.
Are they really?
Yep. So if you live in the city and you go to a restaurant or a bar in the city, you're going to be paying a lot more if you drink alcohol. And they may spread it across everybody, even sure. if you don't drink alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they're not going to want to.
It's going to go to your soda or to your club soda or to your.
Well, you got the soda
ale.
Tax there yeah. if it has any sugar in it.
Yeah.
And the bottle bill. And now in the city, the liquor license fees. And restaurant owners and bar owners are now beside themselves. It's already. Imagine doing business coming out of COVID already and doing business in this high tax state. And now they're slamming people in the city for liquor licenses. It's like three or four times the cost of what it was last year or year before. Just incredible, folks. But again, at some point, At some point, Marylanders are going to say, you know what? Enough is enough. We keep hoping that, yeah. Bruce. But it hasn't happened in California.
No, I'll tell you when it's going
it
to happen.
It hasn't happened in Washington or Oregon or California or New York or Illinois. It has not happened in the bluest of blue states or Massachusetts.
I'll tell you when it will happen. This is my personal suspicion. When Donald Trump says, yes, it is time to move the federal departments out of Washington, D.C. to where they make more sense.
Well,
because that would change the nature of the population of the state enough so that a conservative could actually run for office and win.
That's a good point. All right, joining us once again is the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. I think they're making a Marvel comic book movie about Reverse Mortgage Answer Man.
Nice. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be. You'd have royalties for years. You could retire finally.
We'll have to get you guys in on it.
Mark McVeary's with us. Mark, what's the biggest mistake people make when they're considering a reverse mortgage?
I mean, I would say the number one thing is getting advice and listening to people that don't really understand how reverse mortgage works and thinking that information they're getting from those people is right. I mean, I hear all the time from my clients, somebody told me this, somebody told me that, and it's like, wow, that is so far from being accurate. So, you know, again, that's why I'm here. Call me. I think another big mistake people make is waiting too long to give me a call. I mean, if you're on a fixed income and you start feeling the squeeze or you start to fall behind on your bills, give me a call sooner than later. I mean, the reality is, again, when you're on a fixed income, there's no more money coming in each month. And with the money that you do have coming in, it's already accounted for. So there's no extra money to catch up at all. So, you know, one of my potential clients told me earlier this week that you had somebody on that said, I don't know how people are making it. And, you know, I agree. I don't know how someone's making it, you know. I mean, what I try to tell people, say, you have choices now, but if you wait too long, they might not be there later.
Yeah, and in your experience, you know, why do most people do a reverse mortgage?
I mean, you know, the bottom line and the common denominator is my clients need cash flow, whether it's paying off mortgages, credit card debts, or just getting more money for everyday living expenses. I mean, the reality is, I mean, right now the economy is a mess and it's out of balance, and their fixed income is not keeping up with the expenses, and they need more money to make things easier so they can make it financially manageable to stay in their home. So, again, it's really always about cash flow. Whatever they're using it for, it's about bringing more money into the house.
All right, and so what should someone do if they are interested in doing a reverse mortgage?
Like I mentioned before, don't waste time getting bad information. I mean, I'm available. This is what I do. Give me a call. And, you know, what I do with everybody gives me a call is I'll run some numbers, make sure you qualify. And then, like we always talk about, I'll set up a time to come to your home, go over all the details, and make sure you understand everything. I mean, whether you do it or not is up to you. I just want to make sure that whenever someone makes a decision, it's based on facts. It's not hearsay.
And how do they contact you, Mark?
They can give me a call at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Okay. The producers of Marvel, they're on the line, so I'll let you go.
I'll have to connect you guys in.
Take all right. Thanks, Mark. That's the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man.
823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, already the star of his own Marvel series, Traffic Man.
Just remember, operators are standing by.
They call him the Incredible Bulk.
Yeah, boy. Like I didn't see that one coming.
Did you see that one coming, Chuck?
I hit that mother so hard it's out in the parking lot on Ellerslie Avenue. And the stadium's not even there anymore. Talk about, that's one of my lines. That's number 101. Get out of here. Get away from me. Northbound I-97, there's a report of an accident now northbound before the ramp at Route 32. I'm looking at the camera at 178. It's a little bit slow northbound, so it could be before that ramp. And I think the southbound side might be looking at it just a bit because we're backed up southbound through there as well. But heads up northbound for the accident scene. That's a new one from Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says winter weather advisory in effect till 11 o'clock this morning. Maybe a dusting of snow, inch or less, but could lead to some slick roads later this afternoon into early morning rush hour. I mean, into early afternoon rush hour because of the temperatures right now. Of course, tomorrow sunny and 38, and then we start to warm up over the weekend. It's 21 in Severn and 19 degrees, sorry, in Parkville. And we're talking here this morning about some education issues. Scott is in Kingsville. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Scott.
Morning. Okay, you talk a lot about the shakedown of all the tax money that Baltimore takes, but the one thing you also forget, I don't have the figures right in front of me, I have them in another place, but it is, cumulatively, last I recall, it's like $800 million that Baltimore has gotten from these drug companies, and it's nothing but a shakedown. And technically, you talk about a RICO action, racketeering, how to steal money from others. It's a scheme, and nobody holds the city accountable. Where is all this money going? You're stealing taxpayer money. You're shaking down every company you can find to do a shakedown, because there is no such thing as what was good yesterday is good today. Things change. Technology changes. Oh, well, back then we didn't know this was bad or stuff. But,
technology only changes in the private sector. It apparently does not change at the state or federal level based on what they're using at Social Security, what they're using at the Treasury Department, what they're using here in Maryland. Remember the unemployment mess during the COVID? They are years behind in technology at government levels.
What I'm saying is, if a certain product at the time of its development wasn't known to create a problem, and then 10 years later it's found, then the city has mastered the shakedown of every company under the sun.
Yeah. Scott, I think it's a great point to make. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate that.
For years, decades, I've been calling for a forensic audit of all money sent from the state to the city and where it goes. I think as one of our listeners pointed, as far as Doge and Elon Musk, whenever there's inclement weather and all non-essential employees are told not to report, mm-hmm. he's getting rid of the non-essential employees.
Yeah,
basically, in all of these agencies. Dr. Sonia Santelices was worried about the Blueprint for Future and the unfunded mandate, but she says that you got to find this money somewhere. I mean, this is a question that she already knows the answer to.
So you're asking the state to find the money?
Yeah. No, I think we are. And what we're saying is that what we're seeing is progress. We know we have a long way to go as a state. But yes, we are asking that there is no pause.
So no pause in the blueprint, meaning they don't want to, do it over 15 years versus 10 years. Mm-hmm. No pause whatsoever. Just keep it going, even though it's been unfunded. So where's that money coming from? Were there only two options?
It's a cut. I quite frankly think it's a cut. It's not a pause. And when you cut the funding, you are leaving a gap. You are leaving a gap where some kids are quite frankly going to get caught out there and be left behind.
What more can we tax and dedicate to the blueprint going forward? That would help pay off these billions and billions of dollars of budget deficits as far as the eye can see.
That's a minority leader, Jason Buckle, who's a Republican and heard from Democrat, I think it was Vanessa Atterbury, first on that. So the Democrats are loath to cut anything.
Well, also, a great piece by Chris Pabst over at Channel 45 WBFF. This debate yesterday all took place between the House and the Senate members. They held a joint session inside the brand new Department of Legislative Services building.
Yeah, $109
million. $109 million they just built for themselves and for their comfort. But let's see what we can do to somehow screw the citizens of the state while we debate in relative luxury.
Yeah, and the rest of us here are dealing with the aftermath. Look, the Democrats and their policies have ruined the energy sources in the state of Maryland to the point now where we're in deep doo-doo, okay? It's progressive policies and the Climate Control Solutions Act of 2022 that did that. It is progressive Democrat policies that have ruined our education system in Baltimore City, and now it's spreading into other counties. Okay, so they've ruined the energy issue, the education. They're in the process of ruining crime because of the juvenile epidemic of mm-hmm. explosion yeah. of crime. Crime rates are up now, 400 victims last week in Baltimore City alone. And yeah, homicides are coming down, shootings are coming down, but the rest of the crime is exploding exponentially because they won't hold juveniles accountable. So, again, this is turning into a place that a lot of people don't really, I mean, some are trapped, can't get out. Others vote with their feet, especially yep. when it comes to retirement.
Particularly retirement.
Yeah, and that's another thing that we they have ruined here in this state. All right, it's 8:30 up next. J.J. Carell, his new book out, Treason, all about our border. Now with the headlines, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City Health Department says that that Code Blue extreme cold alert is in effect, continuing through Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Haller issued the alert due to the extended cold weather forecast, saying residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on the neighbors who may need assistance. Drivers could be facing a tricky morning commute for the remainder of this morning. There still is a possibility of some light snow in the forecast until around 11 o'clock this morning, up to an inch of accumulation in some areas. If you head south, though, winter weather advisories are posted for southern Maryland, the eastern shore, and the far western part of the state. Ocean City, the lower eastern shore, under a winter storm warning until 6 o'clock this evening. A group of demonstrators gathered at the Owings Mills Tesla dealership yesterday to protest the mass layoffs directed by President Trump and Elon Musk through the Department of Government Efficiency. Protesters chose the Reisterstown Road location because Musk is the CEO of Tesla. Demonstrators included federal workers, union leaders, and community activists who are calling for an end to vital service cuts, mass layoffs, and the federal funding freeze. The Save Our Services Day of Action was organized by the Federal Unionist Network. Maryland launching a body-worn camera pilot program for correctional officers at several prisons. The Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services says the program aims to increase transparency, accountability, and safety within the prison system. The Patuxent Institute began the pilot program last Wednesday. It's going to roll out over the next several weeks at a number of other institutions. Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of the man who died on a Tuesday afternoon crash in Linthicum Heights. 60-year-old Charles Thomas III, standing outside his parked vehicle on Corporate Boulevard, a tractor-trailer backed into the loading dock area, pushed Thomas's vehicle over him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 235. Pick four, 5456. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
It looks like there's a new problem on the Beltway. There's a delay here. Here comes a medic unit down the shoulder on the outer loop. They're heading towards I-70. If we can get Chart to turn that camera back towards I-70 instead of looking up the Windsor Mill Road, we can tell you exactly what's going on. The backup starts here at the camera at Dogwood all the way back to 790. So it looks like there are some injuries and some road blockage. And, of course, it doesn't take much in that construction area to back us up very quickly. After I-70, very little traffic through there. So there is definitely a problem in that area. But we need to get a look at it as soon as we can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got a quick dusting of some light snow, an inch or less. That may make for some slick roads. A winter weather advisory until 11 o'clock this morning. Temperatures today near 30. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, 38. 42 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports lovers, good morning. Jack Yeldon in for Gary Stein.
In what can only be described as a momentous high school basketball victory, Newtown High School defeated Overly yesterday 65-56. In the process, Newtown snapped Overly's 20-game winning streak and handed the Falcons their first defeat of the entire season. The Titans were fueled by Will DeShield's 16 points. For Newtown, it was more than a signature moment. It has propelled them to the Baltimore County title game. It's no secret that the U.S. and Canadian hockey teams don't like each other. There were three fights in the first 9 seconds the last time they met just a few days ago. Now the words are flying faster than the fists. Team Canada's Brandon Hagel accused the Americans of pre-planning fights like high school kids do it in group chats. Team USA's Matthew Tkachuk shot back, "Our team doesn't care about anything that you have to say." Stay tuned for more fireworks. The combatants meet tonight in the championship game. Now, we turn our attention to the world of left turns. NASCAR has announced that Joe Gibbs Racing has been fined $100,000 and docked significant points for installing a modified spoiler on the number 19 Toyota in time trials. That's a significant blow to the driver, Chase Briscoe, who's now in a hole, dropping from 10th to 39th place in the standings. Briscoe next zooms off to the Atlanta Motor Speedway with negative 67 points in the standings. The Gibbs team says it will appeal. Good news for cap-strap teams like the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL announced yesterday that the per-team salary cap for 2025 would fall somewhere between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. Wherever it lands in that range, it will be a significant increase over last year's $255.4 million cap. As the Baltimore Torch singer Billie Holiday used to say, "Good work if you can get it." The time now is 8:36, and that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
It's 8:37 here in Maryland. The names Rachel Morin and Kayla Hamilton should ring a bell. They were both killed brutally by illegal aliens. And all across this country, thousands, if not tens of thousands, of other Americans are being killed as a result of the illegal alien invasion into our country. Joining us once again is retired Border Patrol agent J.J. Carell. His new book is just out. It is called Treason. It is an excellent read, and you find out just how serious this problem is, why it was allowed, and who was behind it. JJ, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. And when you put a name and you begin to look at the faces of all the destruction that has been caused by illegal immigration, we're looking at thousands upon thousands every year that are murdered, raped, and assaulted by illegal aliens allowed to come into our country.
Yeah, and you write in the book that these treasonous behavior, and you specifically mentioned the President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas and others in the book, but the sheer number. And you write that at the end of the Biden regime, there was close to 300 executive orders just devoted to taking down the Trump immigration laws and executive orders. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. You see what's happening today with Donald Trump as he's signing one executive order after another. So it was premeditated what Donald Trump was going to do, and all of his executive orders are to benefit Americans. Now, you flip that. And you look at Joe Biden, and my last year in the Border Patrol as the deputy patrol agent in charge was his first year. And I watched on day one, not day 1,000, day one, 94 executive orders cascade down, obliterating Donald Trump's perfect, beautiful immigration policy that had the lowest border arrest that I had ever seen in 24 years. And then within the first year, Biden signed 296 executive orders solely on immigration and the border, destroying it. Nothing was positive. Nothing was like, we're going to tighten this loophole. We're going to make this category make more efficient. No, everything was to open the border bigger, wider, and they called it legal pathways, and it was all illegal. And at the end of his 4 years, he will have allowed in, or did allow in, 30 million people. And that's the numbers that everyone believes is the truth. If you don't want to believe me and you'd rather believe your government, which I don't know why anybody would, your government admitted to 17 million in 4 years. 17 million.
JJ, listen, what I keep puzzling about, just as an intellectual exercise, is Joe Biden says that he loves this country. A number of people who are on that side of the aisle say they love this country. With that, we can assume one of two things. Either they do not love the country, or they've defined love in a very different fashion than I would. Because otherwise, why would some do this? Why would you allow this kind of thing to happen to your own country if you actually love the country?
You don't love your country, and I will quote President Trump, who was just on Sean Hannity about a week ago, and Sean Hannity asked him that question: Why would your government do this to your country from illegal immigration standpoint? And Donald Trump said, "There's only two reasons. First, you either are stupid," and he goes, "and those people are not stupid. I've been dealing with them for 12 years now. They're not stupid. The only other explanation is they hate America." And that is true. And when you look at, and you don't have to, these are not my words. Listen to what they say. They say, "I want to fundamentally transform America." Joe Biden, when he was coherent as vice president, said, "We are going to have unrelenting waves of immigration that are going to upset our demographics and make the white European Anglo-Saxon a minority in his own country," and quote, "that is a good thing." No, no, no. No one voted for this. No, and then when you say, well, how are they going to do that? Well, they did it through a demographic shift. And I'm not talking about a racial demographic shift or ethnic or religion. I'm talking about a demographic shift from citizens to non-citizens. Right now, it is not even argued. This is a conservative number. 50 million people that reside in America are illegal aliens. 1 in 6 to 1 in 7 residents in America is an illegal alien. You're calling me from, I'm speaking to you, and you're in Baltimore. Are you telling me in the last 4 years, the federal government spent over $1 trillion with a T, trillion, for all the new illegal aliens that came in? Are you telling me cities like Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Arizona, that couldn't have used $1 trillion?
I know personally, yeah. I could have, wouldn't have minded just, yeah. I mean, $100 trillion thrown my way.
I just don't trust any of these elected officials with $1 trillion. I don't care which idea it is. But JJ raises an interesting point, and that is that, but let's talk about money for just a second. You know, we're going to take a brief break for a traffic update, and then I want to follow the paper trail, JJ, on who is benefiting, who is profiting from this invasion and these acts of treason. We'll get to that in just a second.
8:43 right now. Traffic over there on the threes. Our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Delays coming down the Beltway from Pikesville, 795, down to an accident scene where Chart has not decided to turn the camera to let us see it. So we're looking up at Winter Mill Road, which isn't doing us a damn bit of good. But in the meantime, I can see traffic moving south of I-70. So some traffic is getting by, but you're solid from that point at the camera at Dogwood Road all the way back to 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says winter weather advisory in effect, dusting of snow possible, inch or less today. Roads could be slick later this afternoon for afternoon rush. Highs a little bit above freezing. Right now we're cloudy, 22 in Glen Burnie and 22 in the city. On our newsmaker hotline, the author of the brand new book, Treasoned, retired Border Patrol agent J.J. Carell is on our hotline. And yeah, when you have a president and elected officials and cabinet officials that are intentionally ignoring our laws that were passed by Congress and signed by a previous president, that is obviously, they themselves are lawbreakers. And the fact that they've done this and enabled this kind of invasion, you're calling it treason because it affects our sovereignty and could lead to the overthrow of our government. So, again, is that the reason why you've titled this book Treason?
Yes, and I believe it is treason. And I use in my book, I use two different administrations to contrast. Let's look at Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter... No one's going to say that Jimmy Carter's president was good. He was horrible at his job. It led to incredible destruction in our economy. However, no one is standing there and saying, hey, he did all this stuff maliciously. He intentionally did this to America. No, everyone says he's a patriot. I just can't stand his policies. Nobody can claim treason or a traitor because you're stupid and incompetent. No. Contrast that with Joe Biden. Now, quickly tell me one thing that he did that was beneficial to America, and no one can. They just hem and haw. And then when I say, what did he do on illegal immigration? He opened the border, knowingly opened the border and allowed millions, tens of millions of people in. And to prove my point even further, day one of Donald Trump taking office, not day 1,000, day one, 90% of the border crossing ceased on day one. He shut the border down in 24 hours. So you're telling me for four solid years where we allowed 5,000 to 20,000 people a day be arrested and then released, that was done because you're incompetent, or was that done because you made strategic decisions to destroy the law and change policy? And it is what I'm saying, it is treason. I lived it. I watched it happen in my own profession right in front of me. And no one is going to tell me anything differently.
Okay, JJ, back in the Eisenhower days, Dwight Eisenhower, before he went out to meet the press, they'd be concerned, his staff would, that he would do something embarrass the administration. And he said, don't worry, I'll get out there and say something incomprehensible and just kind of figure it's part of me. And they all got a chuckle out of it. Seems to me Joe Biden did that for a good part of his presidency, although I'm not quite sure it was intentional. If that is intentional, though, if what he did was intentional, to simply say, we're going to pursue our agenda and I'll just pretend I'm not competent the entire time. Well, they pulled off a hell of a con job.
Well, yeah, and when I speak about Biden, I'm talking about the people behind him. He had dementia, he was incoherent, he had no idea where he was. Look at what Donald Trump does. Donald Trump gives about 3, 4, 5 press conferences a day. Joe Biden would give us something for gibberish for about 2 or 3 minutes and disappear and go take a nap or take another cocktail to get him duped up to go somewhere. The people that were running our country did this intentionally. This was intentional destruction of the Americans' immigration system to fundamentally transform America. I always ask this when people interview me. If you don't like what I'm saying, but you agree with all of the data that I'm proving, which is just all verifiable, then why don't you tell me what the hell was going on the last 4 years? Why would you allow the border to stay wide open? Were terrorists, PLA soldiers, drug dealers, rapists, murders? They openly admitted to at minimum allowing 16,000 rapists into our country and 15,000 murderers. They just let them walk in.
Yeah, and all that data is in your book, Treason, by the way. And again, it's an excellent read. I would highly recommend it. But this is big business, JJ, as you know. There are a bunch of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and others. Some are faith-based. Some are, they're open border Reconquista types that are making money off the taxpayer, betraying their country by allowing drugs, guns, cartels, special interest aliens all into this country. And there are a lot of people getting rich off this, aren't there?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the NGOs are the machine that drives the car. And the car is the United States of America. Without the NGOs, this does not happen. Let's take Catholic Charities, for example. I'm Catholic, so it pains me to have this conversation. Catholic Charities, in the last 4 years, received almost $3 billion on the low end, that's with a B, to bring illegal aliens into America. And we find out that USAID funded all of the international NGOs, which brought 30 million people up to the border, and then DHS through FEMA funded all the domestic NGOs in America to, once they cross the border, to ferry them into every corner of America. And you know that this is powerful because the money's so great. Who sued the federal government yesterday? The United States Conference of Bishops.
Right.
The Catholic Church just sued the American federal government because the federal government withheld their money. And they said they demanded American money to, quote, in order to do charitable work. Well, that's not how it works, Catholic Church.
Yeah, so the book is out now, and people can get it wherever books are sold. And how do they follow you? What are your social media handles, and how can they get more from J.J. Carell?
Well, you can go to Amazon.com to purchase the book. It is a bestseller right now, Amazon.com. Or you can follow me at JJCarell.com, or you can follow me on X at JJCarell14.
Thanks for writing the book. It's an excellent read, and it spells everything out. Get all the data. All the problems are spelled out in the book, and Treason is the name of the book. J.J., thanks again. Appreciate
it. Thank you, J.J. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. 8:50, 10 before the hour. And coming up next here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, we'll find out what's happening on the Kim Klasick Show and Tom Cotton versus Caitlin Collins.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show. They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also there is the largesse of the government and making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Morning Five on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott here with you until the top of the hour. Then, of course, Kim Klasick Live comes along. Coming up in just a moment or two, you got to hear Tom Cotton and the Smirker. It's something. It's around the corner, 8:53 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Still dead solid coming down the Beltway on the west side. 795 down to an accident here at I-70, which we never saw because State Highway and Chart never turned the camera to where we could actually see it. We've been looking at the traffic going up to Windsor Mill Road the entire time and traffic south of I-70, which is much lighter. So you're still sitting there. I can't tell you. The only thing I can see from what I can gather at this point looks like they may be on the shoulder, because the pace has improved a little bit. But from the beginning of this backup down to I-70, probably 10-15 minutes at least coming through that area on the west side. Still some slowing, still busy, but the lanes are open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the winter weather advisory is in effect. We are still looking for the snow. We haven't been able to find it. We've brought meteorologist Kim Klasick in to see, because she can usually feel when snow is
coming. She was out yesterday doing snow angels.
Yeah, she was. So. Bruce told everybody.
And you know what? That's before it began to snow.
Yeah. So
is that good?
We're told maybe a dusting today, an inch or less, but right now there's nothing in sight. So hopefully that remains that way. Going to be a little bit chilly. About 35 today, sunny. 38 tomorrow. Right now it's 21 in Bel Air and 22 in Severn. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Kim, what's coming up on the show?
All right. So a lot of great things, but I will say last night I actually had dinner with Andrew Langer, Rob Carson, and some other people. I went down to National Harbor. Mm-hmm. You know, they're both, I know Rob is obviously streaming live from there today and tomorrow.
The CPAC gets underway today.
Yes. So that's interesting and a lot of fun. But also Andrew Langer takes the stage, I think, twice this weekend.
Wow. Hmm.
So he was there and excited. And they both are skinny. Have you guys seen them lately?
Yeah, but I know Rob has lost the weight. I haven't seen Andrew lately.
Andrew has, too.
Oh, good.
I was like, what's the secret, guys?
It's the other thing is, when I look at other guys, I never register that fact.
Really?
I have to talk to Andrew. Have you seen the video of Jake Lang yet?
Oh, I have not.
He, of course, was the longest incarcerated in the D.C. Gulag without bail, without a trial. He was kicked out of CPAC yesterday.
Oh, I did not see that.
They yanked his credentials.
Why would they kick him out?
They wouldn't tell him. They wouldn't tell him. And he paid a ton of money for booth and materials and stuff. And they left his booth and everything, but they kicked him out. So I have to get the reason why. But the video is, he videotaped recorded the whole thing.
I'm going to have to look for it. Yeah. That is interesting, because why would they kick him out?
We don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll snoop around.
Right.
Also, we have Brian from Free State Gun Range. He's going to join us around 10 o'clock. Bills HB 387 and 937 puts the 11% tax on firearms, and then the 12% on accessories and ammo. So he's going to talk about that. We also have, I know you guys were talking this morning about the cost of schools.
Yeah. Yes.
And the tuition. I say this all the time. My daughter goes to private school. It's $9,000 a year. Think about that. And considering their test scores against the public school test scores, it's like night and day. So it's like you said, it's not the money.
Nope.
It's never been the money. So we'll see. We'll talk about that
but
as well.
But here in this, we're still debating on this unfunded blueprint for the future, which is going to add an additional $40,000 per pupil in expenses. I just don't, it's insanity is what it is.
I would love for, Governor Westmore to be asked that question. Just sit him down and say, how is it other school districts, in other states, they spend so much money per year per pupil?
So why did Governor Moore get appointed to the National Council of Governors by President Trump?
So I've been reading up on that. Some people think it's Trump trolling him. Some people are saying he's going to be so awful that he's going to... He's going to show the entire world that he has no business in the Oval Office. I don't know if that's the case. I saw the list. It looked like a lot of popular governors. And I guess Westmore is popular.
Because he's in Maryland. He's in Blue Maryland. That's why.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe it's to set him up. But also, I did see where DHS Secretary Kristi Noem is going to start giving out lie detector tests. I love that.
Yeah.
I think every agency should do it.
So. Yeah, I suggested thumb screws in the rack as well, but nobody takes me seriously for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, you're the first one at HR anyway.
Yes. Line force behind me, folks.
All right. Coming up next on the Kim Klasick Show. Thanks, Kim. We'll be tuning in.
Thank you, Kim. Tom Cotton and the Smirker got into it. This is having to do with a bill that actually most Republicans voted against because it was presented as a pro-IVF bill, but it was a whole lot more than that. It had to do with all kinds of the other trans nonsense. And here's how part of it went.
You and your fellow Senate Republicans mostly voted against this, arguing that it's a show vote. But Donald Trump, as you know, recently pledged to either have insurance companies or the government pay for fertility treatments.
Well, Caitlin, first off, I have to correct almost everything you said in the lead-in there, almost none of which was accurate about this bill. First off, there's no risk to IVF in this country. All 49 Republican senators, along with President Trump, support IVF. No state restricts or bans IVF.
Yeah, what he said was, we voted against it because the bill sucked.
Access is guaranteed in all 50 states right now. You also said that it was about IVF. It's about a lot more than IVF. This bill would mandate coverage for experimental, controversial procedures like cloning or gene editing or providing fertility treatments to men who think they're women, whatever that means. It would also imperil religious liberty.
Yeah, what happened after that, and we'll see how much of this cut we can get in, was just amazing.
I support IVF, as President Trump does. We also think that we should allow, say, Christian hospitals to operate their affairs as they see fit, according to the dictates of their conscience. Now, it's not surprising that Democrats don't agree with that. They've long persecuted Christians, like the Little Sisters of the Poor. They wanted to provide contraception coverage for nuns.
Okay, Senator,
or they've harassed Catholics for going to traditional masses. That's what this bill is about, Caitlin. No, Caitlin, you're not going to stop me there because you're misrepresenting what the bill is about. The bill is about infringing upon religious liberty.
All right.
There you go.
Looks like a good smackdown. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.